people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now.
80,000.
Now, anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com. J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Floodwaters are soaking the patience of thousands in rain-weary California. CBS News correspondent Vince Gonzalez has details.
2006 brought no relief to the residents of Guerneville, California. The rising waters of the Russian River forced many to evacuate in the first hours of the new year.
This is the worst I've seen it so far.
Not everyone had time to get out, despite the warnings. Many were unprepared for the force of this weekend's first storm, which dumped 4 to 7 inches of rain in some areas.
No one ever expected that anything like this would even happen, so it's a shock to everyone.
At least two deaths are blamed on the weather. In Southern California, rain's expected to fall on the Rose Parade for the first time in 50 years.
These are loyal parade watchers.
We do this every year with the kids. It's fun for them.
They decided to camp out along the parade route even though they know there will be rain.
Right now it's not too bad because it's just a sprinkle. Once it starts downpouring, I don't know how I'm going to handle it.
To see the Rose Parade this year, you will probably have to be all wet. The determined parade watchers don't seem to care.
I'm going to try and keep dry.
How?
By staying in my sleeping bag.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, along the parade route in Pasadena, California.
Rain is much needed in the Southwest, where wildfires have destroyed two tiny towns in Texas. Anita Foster's with the Red Cross in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Just in the last week with the wildfires, 34 families in our immediate area have lost their homes, and that was in one day. Out in West Texas, the numbers are even greater.
There's been devastation in Oklahoma. Last night, the flames hit parts of Oklahoma City. In New Mexico, fires have prompted hundreds of evacuations. The Florida teenager who went off to Iraq on his own is now back home. 16-year-old Faris Khan smiled and gave a thumbs up at the Miami airport, ending his three-week odyssey. His mother is thrilled.
He's just extremely tired and overwhelmed, and so am I.
She says there will be a discussion about the consequences of all this soon. Well, there's big money to be made to rebuild in the Hurricane Katrina disaster zone, but CBS's Bill Whitaker in Gulfport, Mississippi, says many local contractors have been left out to sea.
Katrina wreaked havoc. The Mississippi Gulf Coast will be digging out and rebuilding for years. I think there'd be plenty of work to go around, but Mississippi contractors say you'd be wrong. Big players like Expert of Pompano Beach, Florida, awarded a federal contract worth $500 million. Others like Bechtel and Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root got contracts for tens of millions more.
It's a brand new year and a brand new house for a Texas family who's lived in a mobile home the past 12 years outside Houston. They want it in a church away, entered by thousands. This is CBS News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 866-500-MEGA. That's 866-500-MEGA. M-E-G-A. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 866-500-MEGA. 866-500-MEGA. For affordable health insurance, call 866-500-MEGA. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Call the mortgage today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the Emergency Foundation and the Ad Council.
Friendship starts a new year. A lot of people still enjoying their holiday vacation, so are pushing top speeds just about everywhere. Now, I-25 looking real good. We're coming out of the Fort Northland area, right to downtown and T-Rex. 225, 6th Avenue and I-70 moving along just fine. C-47 and the Turnpike. They're both trouble-free and around town, so pretty quiet. On Federal's Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Rapel, Broadway, and Bayside looking good. And checking the forecast. We're going to see mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 28 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The UndergroundFlyer, sponsored in part by LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for your business. When banks compete, you win. I'm Charles Osgood. Can you pat your head with one hand and rub your stomach with the other, and then switch off and start rubbing your head and patting your stomach? Please don't try that right now if you're driving the car, especially if you're listening to the radio, making a cell phone call, and sipping coffee at the same time. A certain amount of multitasking is expected nowadays, but kids between the ages of 8 and 18 are much better at it than we grown-ups are.
I'm a natural multitasker.
More of this.
All-Star Emergency, this is John.
I'm in a car wreck.
Do you have any injuries there in the vehicle?
My daughter is hurt in the back seat.
Stop and ask yourself, what would you do if this were you?
Okay, it looks like here, Hilltop Drive. I'm going to contact emergency services.
Could you give your exact location?
Dispatch. This is John with OnStar. I have a crash with airbag deployment on State Highway 132.
Could you get the help you need in time?
Sam, what's going on?
This car was spinning, lost control. He's probably going about 50 miles an hour. He's hit me.
How bad is your daughter hurt?
And her leg hurt.
Right, we'll get help out to you.
Will you get OnStar before or after you need it?
Is that emergency services?
The ambulance is on me now, thank you.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a vehicle with OnStar. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Did your teenager ever sit in a corner and read a book? Probably not.
The days when kids sat in a corner and read a book are over, and that's a real loss.
On the other hand, says Stephen Mintz, the author of A History of American Childhood called Huck's Raft,
they can cope with distraction in a way their parents cannot.
Stephanie Voidman is 17. She and her 11-year-old sister, Alexi, both engage in instant messaging while doing their homework and, of course, watching TV at the same time.
It's nothing crazy, but it helps me concentrate better if the TV's on while I'm doing my homework.
Mika Brzezinski of CBS News asked their mom, Lisa Voidman.
How many TVs do you have?
Eight.
Eight TVs?
Yeah. That's bad.
Not necessarily. Two-thirds of American kids have TVs in their bedrooms now, or as Nick Pascoe likes to call his media.
What do you got going in here?
Xbox, GameCube, TV, videos, video camera. I have Game Boys. This, which is like an it plays videos, it holds pictures.
How many conversations can you have at one time?
I've had 20.
Someone just said, I love you.
Oh, it was my sister.
How old are you?
13.
Nick's grades don't seem to be suffering.
So anyone who would argue that all this multitasking is bad for the kids...
Yeah, should talk to me.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Let's go! Amy introduces the next hit series from the producers of Laguna Beach, Roller Girl, Meet Misconduct, Punky Bruiser, and Jailbait. They're crashing into Monday night.
Lunatic is broken through the pack!
I don't have a problem with authority. I just have a problem with people telling me what to do.
What's the problem with other girls' boyfriends?
Roller Girls, a new spin on drama.
I swear I didn't think it was going to be this good.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
I just want to roller skate.
The Osgood File, January 2nd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I know what you're thinking. Where's
Carl Jeffers. How come Jay Marvin's back? Because I only get a limited amount of vacation. That's why. Hey, Happy New Year. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. And it's good to be back. It's good to be home. Even though, I got to tell you this morning, I'm dead tired. I'm blown out. I don't want to mention this airline's name. I really don't. But you know what? If you've flown planes, you know what I'm talking about. First of all, you get to DIA. They got a sign to check in the size of a postage stamp because apparently they're merging with another airlines. So you can't find the airlines. So you got to schlep your luggage all over the place. And then finally when I did find it, when Marianne did find it, we checked in. That part was okay. But coming home yesterday from Las Vegas, it took us the better part of a day to get home. We were supposed to leave there at something like 11:30, 11:45 in the morning. So you get up at 7, you get ready, you eat breakfast, and then you schlep out to the airport. And the flight's delayed. And the flight's delayed again. And the flight's delayed again. And Mary actually figured this out. By the time we got home last night, we could have driven from Las Vegas back here. That's how long it took to get back from Las Vegas. And man, you know, I really, really would love to say the name of the airlines, but I'm not going to do it. What I am going to do, though, is, and I know it doesn't do any good, I'm going to write them a complaint letter. What are they going to say? We're sorry it happened to you? Oh, and then the other thing is, when we finally got here to DIA, we couldn't find our baggage. Well, they had put part of our baggage on an earlier flight. And if I hadn't noticed that our baggage was sitting out in the open by this airline's little, you know, little office that they have down there by the baggage carousel, we would have never found that part of the luggage, and then we had to wait for the rest of it to come through. So I don't know how many of you traveled over the New Year's holiday. Hopefully you had better luck at doing it than we did. And Las Vegas was nuts over New Year's. They blocked off the strip at about 8 o'clock in the evening, so no traffic could go up or down the strip. And you had to, if you got a cab, the cab had to take you through all the back roads, and there was tons of traffic. So a cab ride was expensive. But on the positive side, I don't know how many of you have seen this, and I don't know if they showed it on television or not, but all the casinos, the big ones, the major hotels, set off fireworks on top of their roofs, and it was all coordinated, and it was beautiful. So it's good. It's good to be back. Got any good New Year's resolutions? I got. You know what? I got a couple of them this morning. I've swore to myself, and I mean this. I swear. Well, I don't have a dead relative to swear on. If you swear on, I swear. I am not going to, in the year 2006, answer any more abusive emails and argue with any more pinheads, any more brainstems, any more idiots that send me emails. Now, here's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about legitimate challenges. I'm not talking about legitimate criticisms. I'm talking about emails that I get, which are provocative in nature. All they're designed to do is to either get me upset or suck me into some argument that I don't really want to have. Because if you try to answer the emails that you get, you don't have time to get into these arguments with people. And people will send me emails like, here's one I got. So you say you're a card-carrying liberal who wants to mess with the NSA's powers to spy and then mess with the security of this country. Hope you like it when there's another Al-Qaeda attack. Now, I can hit the reply button, and I could send a reply back, and I could say, look, you know, we have a Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, we've got a FISA court, all of these things, which, by the way, I see this topic hasn't gone away in the 10 days I've been gone, and I could do all of that. And it'd be no problem. But you know something? They either they wouldn't answer, or what ends up happening is they just email back with the same entrenched logic and the same low gutter type attack on you. So I figure, you know what? I'm not dealing with it anymore. There's no way. Or the personal insults. You know, neocons and conservatives are always crying about liberal attacks. Oh, they're calling us names. But every once in a while, you know what? Every once in a while, calling somebody a name serves a useful psychological purpose. It's a release of frustration. It's kind of like swearing. Now, I don't recommend you do it all the time. And I'm not saying that when you get together with your relatives or your friends or whatever the case is that you know, if they don't agree with you on something, and I have conservative friends, if you don't agree with them, the first thing you do is you say, oh, you know, you whatever. But some of these people, they'll send you an email like, you are a fat slob. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? It's like, what are you going to email those people back? What are you going to say to them? You're a commie. You're a pinko. They always use all that. You know, all that smacks back to what Haynes Johnson said on this show about this kind of McCarthyite attitude from 50 years ago or 53 years ago. And the right wing has never gotten over that whole McCarthy thing, and they never will. So that's supposed to stifle dissent and control the flow of ideas. You're a socialist, you're a Marxist, you're a communist, you're a liberal, you're this, you're that. And it's like, hey, here's the middle finger, okay? Because that doesn't work anymore. And you know what? I think that whether you're a liberal, that whether you're progressive, that wherever you stand on the political spectrum, sitting on the left side of things, when somebody comes at you with that kind of a rhetoric, blow them off. Either tell them flat out that Joseph McCarthy's dead and that stuff doesn't work anymore and that you're not going to control or stifle dissent by engaging in that kind of activity. So that's number one. Or number two, just blow them off. Don't answer them. Say, well, we'll have to move on to other things. But it's this whole idea, and we let it happen. It's this whole idea of liberal being a dirty word, or progressive being, oh, that's just window dressing for being a communist. And believe me, you know what? I've let people put that over on me. I mean, I think I've talked about this on the air. I'll talk about it again. I mean, my whole time in Chicago, and working at WLS, you know, I said and did things that I shouldn't have done. And I did it basically because I was depressed, paranoid, and, you know, they used to intimidate me with that stuff. And I lost everything I had from my earlier years in radio and the last time I was here in the Denver area. And you know what? I'm not going through that anymore. I'm not going to let these neocons, these conservatives, I'm not going to let them intimidate me with this language. And you know something? You shouldn't either. 303-713-7600. Good morning. It's 617, 17 minutes after 6. And it's good to have you along in 06. Jay Marvin here. 303-713-7600. It's our 6 o'clock hour, which means you can talk about what I was talking about or you can talk about anything else on the map.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're in great shape to start the new year. A lot of people still enjoying their holiday vacation, so we're pushing top speeds just about everywhere. Now, I-25 looking real good if you're coming out of the Fort North Glen area right into downtown through T-Rex, 225, 6th Avenue, and I-70. Moving along just fine, so is C-470 and the Turnpike. They're trouble-free at the moment. Now, around things are quiet on Foothills Parkway, Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, in great shape. Checking the forecast, we can see mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 50s. We're starting off at 28 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you know why your last diet failed? Stress could be a factor. Stress raises cortisol in your body. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor. Available at retailers nationwide or by calling 1-800-506-7515. Relicor.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would love you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
619, 19 minutes after 6 and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let me talk about some folks that were good, not only this radio station, But were good to me all throughout 2005, and that's Rocky's Autos. They, you know what, they're great people, and they wish you the best of the new year. And at Rocky's, you'll find just a huge selection. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. These are really, really good people who do care about the clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and man, they got a good selection of, and they got a good selection of everything. SUVs, they do care about the cars they sell. They care about the customers they get, and that includes you. And one of the reasons that they care is because they realize that repeat business and word of mouth is the most effective way to advertise. Word of mouth is the best way to advertise. So you go into Rocky's, whether you buy or not, and you have a good experience with people like my friend, my friends Tom and Marvell Shear, or Spanky, who's working out there, or Gerard Menard, or Colby. And you go out there and you have a good experience. So what do? You turn around and you tell other people, hey, I went to Rocky's. Well, they didn't quite have the car I wanted, or they had the vehicle I wanted, and I was treated really nice. And it's a good place to go and buy. Many of our friends have been to Rockies. So I just can't say enough about them. Every car-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Get out and out there and see them. Rockies Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or just drop by at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny tumors and one that was very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters. That's about 3.5 inches on my brain.
Other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. But for the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain Sideknife, improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with Cyberknife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone, completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain Cyberknife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
On the second day in January, 2006, 622, 22 minutes after 6. Good morning on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 57. And if you got to be up this morning, congratulations. There are some of us that have to work. A lot of people don't have to work today. A lot of banks are closed. A lot of companies take this as being a holiday. Being the stupid idiot I am, I didn't request January 2nd off. I only took the 1st. I should have taken the 2nd as well. Oh, Lord. So it's John Turk and myself here, locked in the room until 10 o'clock. And it's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-780. What are we going to do about Iran? You know, there's these rumors going around. And there was a story this morning on Times Online, which I believe, yeah, it's the London Times. It's a British publication. Check this out. U.S. forces stop Iraqi airstrikes, but what they start to talk about here in this is the idea that this country may be contemplating airstrikes in Iran. As you know, Iran is becoming a nuclear threat if they're not one already. And the Iranian president is kind of unstable. Mohammed Ahmadinejad. He's got this name nobody can say. Mohammed Ahmadinejad, which I'm bad at pronouncing people's names. If you listen to this show for any length of time, you realize that. Iran's hardline president, who has said the Holocaust was a myth, now has charged that European countries sought to complete the genocide by establishing a Jewish state in the midst of Muslim countries. Do you think that the continuation of genocide by expelling Jews from Europe was one of their aims in creating a regime of occupiers of Jerusalem? This according to the official Islamic Republic news agency, who quoted the president as saying this Sunday. Is that an important question? Ahmadinejad, said Europeans had decided to create a Jewish camp as the best means for ridding the continent of Jews. He said the camp Israel now enjoyed support in the United States, Europe, and the slaughter of Muslims. Now, you might remember back in October, Ahmadinejad called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Now, these are guys that are going to gain nuclear weapons. They're working on it. And there doesn't seem to be any way for the world body, the UN, or anybody else to stop them. They're defiant. They're kind of like North Korea in that sense. They're defiant. And they could be big trouble for Iraq. It's been discussed on this show before. A lot of talking heads are talking about it. The fact that the Iraqi government, newly elected, could fall under the sway of Tehran. So there's these rumors sneaking around out there that what we're thinking about doing is launching airstrikes against Iran. Now, can you imagine what this is going to bring down? Let's hope this isn't true. You know what? I don't want to see the Iranians have nuclear weapons. Because, you know, on one hand, you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, who are we to say, like, we're the only people who should be trusted with nuclear weapons. Nobody else can have them. But on the other hand, what do you do when a totally irrational, hate-bent government gets a hold of nuclear arms? What do you do? How do you go to them and say, and they've got a strong army? So they're not like Iraq was. They're not going to turn out to be a pushover. So what do you do? You go to them and you try to bargain with them, but you can't get them to give up those nukes or the ability to make those nukes. And so how do you control this situation? And they also do not live in a democratic society there. And democracy, supposedly worldwide, according to the Bush administration, is supposed to be a very, very important thing. And, of course, we heard the old argument about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which, of course, turned out to be false. Although, there are some on the ultra-right, and I think there's that ultra-right news site, Newsmax, which keeps circulating this myth that the weapons of mass destruction do exist and that they're simply being hidden in Syria. Does anybody believe that? But, you know, my point in all of this is simply this. Okay, what are the choices that we have? And this is how we have to apply foreign policy unequally. We are not going to go into Pyongyang. We are not going to go into North Korea in order to get Kim Il-sung to disarm, in order to bring democracy to a much-suffering country like North Korea. I don't know how many of you saw that thing on CNN where this guy took a video that was going on in North Korea and then smuggled it out about what a hideous, dark, horrible, terrible country that is. And if anybody deserves liberation, the North Koreans do. And Kim Il-sung is, you know, a joke of a tyrant who's not really a joke when it comes to his own people, but is made fun of on the world stage for his short stature, for the fact that he looks goofy. But this country is never, we're never going to go to North Korea. You know what, one of the reasons why we're never going to go to North Korea? Because the North Korean army is big, it's well-equipped, and it's loyal because it's taken care of in that society. And I'm not saying that they would kick our rears. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is we would sustain massive, massive casualties. Unprecedented amount of casualties. And we're not about to do that. And we're not about to do it because the American public wouldn't stand for it. And you know something? I wouldn't stand for it. I don't think you would either. And to a certain degree, the same thing keeps us from going into Tehran. The same thing keeps us from going into Iran. You know what? Number one, we'd sustain casualties. Number two, surrounding Arab states, which we're trying to court, and the Muslim population, which we're trying to win their good despite all of the mistakes we've made in Iraq. We continue to keep working on trying to win their good graces. You know something? They would go berserk. They would go berserk. And this administration, being as wrong as it is, as wrong-headed as it is, to upset the whole balance in the Middle East with this idea of going into Iraq to quote-unquote find weapons of mass destruction. Then there were no weapons of mass destruction there. So then we shifted off into, well, we're bringing democracy to a modern Arab state. And, you know, all the various excuses that were used. after the invasion. But we didn't find any weapons. I mean, if we went into Tehran, there would be hell to pay. From the neighboring Middle East states. And you know what? And I'm no authority on the Middle East. But think about it. There would be hell to pay. Not only in United States blood and treasure, as they say, monetary, but also the neighboring Arab states, they wouldn't put up with it. But there's a story out there sneaking around that we've got these ideas about going into Iran, which I don't know about you, scares the hell out of me. And is this administration capable of doing something like that? Yeah, they're capable of doing it. 630 87 Solar's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you along. 303-713-7600. You can talk about whatever I've talked about or anything else as we're in the low power 6 o'clock hour. Let's get a check of traffic here from Bailey on AM 760.
Well, thanks, Jay. Not too much going on the highways right now. Wide open as lots of people still enjoying their holiday vacation. So pushing top speeds just about everywhere around town. We can go to Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, Rapo, Broadway, Bayside, Southfield, the road move along just fast. And the turnpike travel free as you make way through Bloomfield and Westminster now. Coming out of the north end of town, south on I-25 looks real good. After leaving Thornton North, then headed for downtown, 225, 6th Avenue, and I-70. They're all in great shape this morning. Under the forecast, expect mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s, 28 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now buy any used 05 Explorer and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus. That's right, you buy one, but you get two. It's how Freeway Ford is surviving T-Rex. Only at Freeway Ford at I-Drive and Evans or cheaperfords.com.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBS News and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, t-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win fair trade coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are online at lefthandbooks.org.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hi, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You were expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. The Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth. That was pretty slick. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750-310.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, boy. Live version of Neil Young And if you know what, if this isn't loud enough at 6:34, 26 minutes before 7, for the high today at 57, nothing will irritate you more or get you out of bed faster. But although I love this song by Neil Young, what a great song. This month's Esquire has an interview thing with Neil Young. John Kerry is also in there, too. And on the cover is Howard Stern. And all of these, and there's some other people in there, too, that are, Jerry Lewis is in there, that they're asking all these things about their lives. I read it yesterday at the airport. One of the reasons why I read it yesterday at the airport was because there was no place to go and nothing else to do.
Is there, Jay, is there anything more depressing than the Las Vegas airport? I think that is maybe the worst airport in the country. As far as, you know, if you're in Vegas for whether it be 2 days or a full week, you know, you got your shattered dreams, your broken wallet, and you're getting trying to get out of Vegas. And then if you're delayed, I understand you had a pretty decent time. You didn't lose a whole lot of money, but I could imagine being stuck in that Vegas airport if you're broke and after a long week of gambling in Sin City.
The worst thing about being stuck there, I don't think it's a bad airport, but the worst thing about being stuck there, I mean, I wouldn't rate it as one of the worst airports I've ever been in. I'm not going to tell you what the worst airport I've ever been in. But, you know, I don't think it's one of the worst airports. It's just, when you have a flight delay, there's just nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. And if you go into, like, the quote-unquote news stand there to try to find something to read, there's nothing there to read. I mean, you can get, like, the New York Times, and I did, after staying out of contact with any news for about 10 days. I got the New York Times. I was deeply disappointed that Frank Rich was not in the op-ed section yesterday. And I read through that, but how much time does that take? And then what are you going to do? So then I went back in the newsstand, and I was looking for some magazine, you know, like Newsweek, Time. Because I understand this week's Newsweek has got a cover of Bush and Cheney, and it's an article, a cover story about how much power should these two have, and should the president have, and it's in regards to the NSA situation and other things. But there's nothing to read in there. I mean, there was no Newsweek. You know, there were all these men's softcore porn magazines there, which said you must be 18 or older or 21 or whatever it is. I think it was 18 to be in this section. And then there were like tons of biker magazines. And a few hip-hop magazines, like isn't Vibe a hip-hop magazine? And Rolling Stone was in there, and there's an excellent article about Homeland Security by Thomas Frank and another guy in Rolling Stone, but I'd already read that because I take Rolling Stone. So I'd already seen those articles. So there was nothing to read there. And you know what else? I hate to say this, but I was a little hungry, and I just, at 9:30 in the morning, or 9:45, I just couldn't face junk food. I just couldn't face it. And you know what it was? It was Hot Dog City, which had these hot dogs in a freezer case or a refrigerator case. And I guess you're supposed to take them out, and then you're supposed to, microwave them. And those pass as hot dogs, fresh hot dogs. And I thought, no, there's no way I'm going to do this. And then Taco Bell. I mean, I'll cop to the fact I've eaten a Taco Bell on occasion. But at 9:30, quarter to 10 in the morning? Now, if you work the all-night shift, like you're on your way home now at 6:38 in the morning, you can eat Taco Bell. I've worked all nights in radio, and, you know, you can go eat to Taco Bell or whatever it is out there because you're hungry and because your clock is turned around. But if you're not in that situation like I'm not, where you get up at, quarter to four in the morning, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, rather, and, you know, try to get out of the house by a quarter to four, and then when you've been on vacation, you sleep in, and it's like you're at the airport, and you're caught, you're captive, and there's no place to get anything to eat, and you can't stomach the idea of a burrito deluxe at 9:30 or quarter to 10 in the morning. That's the worst part about being caught. And then the other thing about Las Vegas is, how about the people that you see sitting there playing the slot machines in the airport? Man, you have got to be hard up. You have got to be hard up. Because those slot machines, the last time any of those things I think ever paid off was when George W. Bush was an infant. I mean, I don't think it's happening. And I suspect those things are being rigged anyway. And you see people sitting there and they're playing the slot machines. I mean, enough is enough already. How much gambling can you do, even though I did a lot of gambling over the week? And mostly played roulette. But how much gambling can you do in those joints? And then when you get to the airport, you're sitting there, you're doing more gambling? I don't get that at all. Particularly on slot machines. And I had a guy in Vegas tell me this. I don't know if this is true or not. But he told me, because he used to work in the casinos, he told me that you know where the casinos make all their money? Off slot machines. That's where they make all their bread. Don't make it off playing roulette, even though, you know, you play roulette long enough, you're going to lose your money because the odds are in the favor of the house. Poker, blackjack, all those other games that they've got, what is that, Pai Gow poker or whatever the heck it is? That's not where they make their money. Where they make their money is they make it out of slot machines. You know when I found that out? That just reinforced my idea that I don't play slot machines. Now, Mary played them and won a couple hundred bucks and was smart enough to be able to walk away and not keep playing. But you know what? You see people in there and they are wagering. I mean, they've got $300, $400, $500 in those machines. What are they thinking? Because unless you can get up and walk away, those machines are going to suck your cash right out. You're gone. You're broke. And I saw people doing that. I saw people playing those slot machines, and I was like, man, I am not going to do that.
Yeah, at least you control your destiny with some of the other games. I mean, with the slot, it's just, and how, it's just stupid. You just press a button, pull a little lever. I mean, it takes no brains to play slots.
No, none whatsoever. But you know what? Roulette, you don't control your own destiny either.
You get to pick and choose where you put your money, at least.
Well, you got to be lucky. And what inevitably happens... Hey, welcome to the gambling show at 641, 19 minutes in front of 7 on AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Well, you know what this is, though, don't you? It's the low power hour here between 6 and 7, so we just try anything. And we can talk about anything in this first hour. But where was I? Oh, I was talking about gambling. Yeah, but when you play roulette, I mean, you got to be lucky. And then the thing is, once you start getting up in chips, then inevitably the ball changes and starts hitting low numbers and then high numbers and wobbles all over the place, and you lose your money if you're not smart enough to walk away. You lose your cash. But I like to gamble. I don't know. What is the attraction to gambling? I think Freud said it's something like, it equals masturbation. I don't know if that's true or not. Now, look, I wouldn't go there and gamble away my entire salary. I wouldn't go there and gamble away my savings account. I wouldn't go there and gamble away everything that's in my checkbook. I brought like a set amount of money to play with, and if I ran out of that money on the second day, then that was the end of it. I wasn't going to do any more. And they have these little pamphlets stacked around all over the place saying, gambling problem? Call this number. And I know there are people out there that have that disease, that have gambling problems. And it's terrible. And I'm not trying to make light of it. But I don't think Las Vegas Airport is the worst place to be. You know what? There are other airports that are just as bad or worse. And when I was here 6 years ago, didn't people complain about DIA? First of all, DIA is way the hell out there. So what are you talking about in a cab ride out to DIA from Denver or Boulder? How much is that? It's expensive. Right? And then it's a long walk to your gate, depending on what airline you're flying on. I don't know. I just don't think that Las Vegas McCarran Airport is the worst. And I don't want to name names as far as the worst. All right, I'll say it. You know what? The worst airport I've ever been in, and maybe a lot of you will disagree with me, and I'm sure a lot of you will. But, of course, this being the low power hour, it's 6:44. 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The chances of getting anybody to call up and bite on this one at 303-713-7600 is probably nil. But the worst airport I've ever been in, the one that I don't like the least, DIA. It's too far out there. It's too confused. And it's just a pain. Well, maybe you got another airport you think is worse. I mean, O'Hare is no prize. All right, it's 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760. Aggressive Talk, Jay Marvin here. Good to be home. Good to have you along. Thanks for joining us.
You gotta play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're in great shape to start the new year. A lot of people still enjoying their holiday vacation, so pushing top speeds just about everywhere. Now, I-25 looking real good if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area right into downtown through T-Rex, 225, 6th Avenue, and I-70. Moving along just fine, so is C-470 Turnpike. They're trouble-free at the moment. Now, around town, things are quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Dental on Highway 93, Arapahoe Broadway Baseline, great shape. And checking the forecast, we can see mostly sky today, highs in the upper 50s. We're starting off at 28 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Can't say W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you... At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I had a really wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and... We got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The Winter Sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, 800-776-SUIT.
Start the new year with 2 days of 12-hour savings this Sunday and Monday. CompUSA's Extreme Sale Event. Get amazing deals on the coolest technology, like laptops, monitors, and desktops. This Sunday and Monday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, T-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win fair coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are online at lefthandbooks.org.
You'll lose weight and keep it off or stop smoking once and for all with hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Call 800-735-6907, 800-735-6907.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48. Not at 8:57. Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about politics and social issues here on AM 760, right? Because that's what we're all about, progressive talk. But this is the low-power 6 o'clock hour in which management is not listening. And for that matter, as few people are, all three of you out there. So you know what? We're talking about whatever comes to mind this morning. And we were talking about the debauchery of gambling and airports and being stuck in them. And flight delays. And I wonder what the longest you've ever been stuck in an airport. I've heard of people who have gone overseas, particularly like to China and also Japan, who have been stuck in the airport for 10 hours. What do you do in the airport for 10 hours? What's there to do in an airport for 10 hours? I guess you try to sleep, right? I'd be too paranoid. I'd scared I'd miss my flight. But I've heard that. I've heard of people being in the airport for 10, 15, like 16 hours at a clip. I would go absolutely mad. And you know what? One of the things that keeps me from flying... What are you laughing about, Turk? What are you laughing about?
I just got a phone call. I'm like, 7-6, you want to talk to Jay? Here's what he should be talking about. George Bush gambles. And she hung up on me.
We don't know that George Bush gambles. Does he gamble? I don't think he... You know what? If he did, he'd get caught. And you know what would be wrong if he did? So what? I mean, would that be a big crime? And I'm not talking about foreign policy-wise, but I'm talking... You know what? That's the thing. He can't sneak off to Las Vegas or Atlantic City or Reno or Tahoe or go to one of those places, right? Because it would be in the papers. And do you think people... It'd be all over the media. And do you think people in this country would get on his case for doing it? I've never understood the whole notion that gambling is a bad thing. Now, maybe this is the libertarian side of me coming out here, but I've never understood the whole idea that it's a bad thing. I understand there are people out there who have trouble with it, as I said earlier. I understand there are people out there who have gambling control issues in that they will gamble away their entire paychecks, they will gamble away their entire savings account, they will gamble away everything they can get their hands on. But what about the majority of us who don't have that problem? And this whole idea of gambling being restricted, that it's some kind of evil, and that, you know, only on Indian reservations, for instance, do they have gambling. And now we know from the Abramoff scandal, with the whole Indian tribe situation, we know that that's not kosher. And I'm not saying that every, Native American and every tribe that's running a gambling establishment isn't kosher, but we know with the Abramoff situation that that stuff's not kosher. And by the way, the story out about Abramoff this morning is that federal prosecutors and lawyers for lobbyist Jack Abramoff are putting the finishing touches on a plea deal that could be announced early next week. According to people familiar with the negotiations, the plea agreement would secure the Republican lobbyist's testimony against several members of Congress who have received favors from him or his clients. And most of these people who are in the Abramoff sights are Republicans. Most of them are Republicans. You don't think there's some Republicans out there that are scared, you know what? Because they're going to end up like the Dukester, like Duke Cunningham? Or they're going to end up like, and he hasn't been, as George W. Bush says, who won't comment, of course, on the Valerie Plame investigation, but is now running around the country screaming that there ought to be an investigation, and there is an investigation going into the NSA leak story situation, but who won't comment one word about the Valerie Plame, and it's an ongoing investigation, and we simply don't comment on ongoing investigations. Then he turns up on TV a couple of weeks ago talking about how he believes Tom DeLay's innocent. But there are Republicans who've got to be scared out there with this Abramoff thing going on. And you know what? It is 06, and we've got the midterm elections coming up in November. And I think that we've got an excellent chance to get control of the Congress. Maybe the Senate, quite possibly the House of Representatives. I think we've got an excellent chance. We've got to run strong candidates. We've got to band together. We've got to put aside our fractional differences where, he's not left enough for me. Well, he's not progressive enough for me. And I know a lot of people have that feeling over Ken Salazar, because I get emails about that, about people being upset with Salazar. And I think Aaron Hart, who sat in for me, asked some question about, can bleed over email about Salazar. And I know there are a lot of people out there who get upset with him. And I haven't been happy with some of the things that he's done. And the number one thing, which I think a lot of us haven't been happy about, was the bankruptcy bill. However, I thought it was great when he stood up to James Dobson and called him the Antichrist. I thought that was great. He is dead set. At least last time I checked it. Now, maybe he has changed his position, but he's dead set against the Patriot Act. Thinks that some of the provisions go too far. I can't disagree with him on that. Can't disagree with him at all on that. But Let me ask you something. Would it be, have been better if, you know what, if Ken Salazar hadn't been elected, with all of the things that he's done that's probably disappointed you, in the year 05, would it have been better to have Pete Kors there? Would it have been better to have that seat under Republican control, that Senate seat? Would it have been better to do that, or is it better to have Ken Salazar sitting there? Because to me, it's better to have Ken Salazar there. You know what? Here's the sad thing about American politics. The sad thing about American politics is that it's always the lesser of two evils, and it's always compromise. And you're never, ever, ever going to get away from that. Never, it's never going to change. You are never going to get away from that. You just can't. And that's why these third-party situations come into being, and there are a lot of people out there who believe the only way to go is through third parties. But third parties never win. And on top of that, third parties have a tendency to be progressive. So on top of that, they have a tendency of hurting the mainstream Democratic vote. And I've gotten a lot of criticism from people who have said to me, stop it with the Democratic Party already. Stop going there. But you know something? Look at the alternative to this deal. The alternative to this deal is you end up with a right-winger or a neocon or a reactionary or whatever term you want to use, and we can put that under the tent of Republicanism, you end up with a Republican in office. Is that a better deal? Is that a better deal than having a Democrat there? And I would love to get on here for an hour some morning and just do only people who want to call to talk about third parties. Because I would love to put that question to them. Is it better to have, all right, was it better to vote for Ralph Nader, even though Nader didn't take that sizable amount of vote, but was it better to vote for Ralph Nader when John Kerry was running against George W. Bush? And because you voted for Ralph Nader, Kerry didn't get your vote, which in the end means that it helps out George W. Bush. Now, who would you rather have in the final analysis sitting in the White House? Would you rather have George W. Bush or John Kerry? Which one? Which one does the most harm? Do you think Kerry would have gotten us into this god-awful war in Iraq? Do you think John Kerry would have said that it was okay for the NSA to spy on people? And by the way, there's a new article by Walter Pincus in the Washington Post this morning, which I'll get into a little later on, about how the NSA took the information that they got on American citizens, and they shared them with other intelligence agencies, that they were doing things like, for instance, and you might have seen this in the paper, they were doing things, for instance, like if you went to their website, they had cookies on that website so they could track who had been there and what they were doing on the Internet. Is it better to have George W. Bush because you voted for a third party? I mean, I'd be really interested in you Naderites, and I'd be interested in those people who think a third party is a good thing. I'd be interested in what you have to say. All right, AM 760, J. Marvin back from vacation. It's good to have you along. We're creeping out of the low-power hour here on AM 760, and we'll take some calls, and we'll talk to you about other events that are going on coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, the holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards. cards, and it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now, 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
A new year of Progressive Talk. 2006. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Stenson. They got out just in time. Howard Lusk and his wife fled their Oklahoma City home just before it went up in smoke.
We left with my clothes on the back and shoes on my feet, and we had to, as we drove out, go through patches of fire. Red embers were just coming down at us.
The wildfires that have ravaged the state for days made it to Oklahoma City last night. In Texas, reporter Mark Johnson is in the tiny town of Ringgold, where most of the homes are gone.
When you are talking about a fire of this size, about 12,000 acres, and it engulfs an entire town, they don't have much to say about it because they're tired, but they know that it's sort of a morbid feeling knowing that this town has basically been wiped off the earth.
And fire evacuations have been ordered in some communities in eastern New Mexico now. Heavy rain is taking a toll in California. CBS's Vince Gonzalez says many river towns in the northern part of the state have been hardest hit.
Heavy rains caused some street flooding and raised fears of mudslides.
We've had to kayak my daughter out and the animals in a little kayak one by one.
Waves crashed over roads as more levees gave way to the rising water, tearing up roads and drowning cars.
I opened my front door and I found 4 feet of water in my car to float away.
Rain's expected at today's Rose Parade for the first time since 1955. Well, in most cities, surveillance cameras are used to catch criminals. But in St. Louis, some cameras will be trained on the police. Details live from CBS's Dan Revive.
The ACL, American Civil Liberties Union, contends that Saints police often mistreat black residents of the North Side. So the ACLU is giving some people in that neighborhood video cameras and training to record how officers behave. The police say they're not bothered by this. The chief telling the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that if problems are exposed, he'd want to know about them. Steve?
Well, perhaps by now some of your New Year's resolutions have already gone by the wayside. What about President Bush? He has some things on his 2006 to-do list, as we hear live from White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, much of the 2006 Bush agenda flows from challenges of 2005. The administration hopes violence will ease in Iraq, clearing the way for troop reductions there. Mr. Bush faces tough spending choices because of the cost of the war and the huge hurricane cleanup bill. Another major issue, of course, responding to congressional calls for hearings into the controversial warrantless eve program. Steve?
In Miami, a smile and a thumbs up. All reporters got from Faris Hassan at the airport. He's the 16-year-old high school student who went on his own to Iraq. His mother is thrilled to have him back home.
I just want to hug him. I just want to take him home. And thank God he's fine and alive and home.
But after the she suggests there will be a discussion of the consequences of what he did and a yet-to-be-determined punishment. This is CBS News.
Here in this lush tropical rainforest, moisture is what keeps everything healthy and beautiful. Your lips need moisture to be healthy and beautiful, too. ChapStick Lip Moisturizer forms a light protective barrier to keep your lips' moisture in balance. So with every use, your lips look and feel healthier. ChapStick Lip Moisturizer. Keep your lips ChapStick healthy. Use as directed.
Hey, it's me, Miss Philbin. When you were a kid, you loved the fun side of Welch's grape juice. You know, the big taste, the purple stash? Well, it turns out there's a surprising side to Welch's, too, because studies have shown that Welch's 100% grape juice is actually good for your heart. Made from deep purple Concord grapes with no added sugar, Welch's is packed with natural antioxidants, twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Hello, how is Wyatt? Open this morning. I-25 checking clear. If you're coming out of the Thornton area into downtown, it's through 2X, I-70, 225, 6th Avenue. They're all trouble-free. 3470 looking road that you move to West Orange Branch. Now around town, we'll move along fine on Arapahoe, South Boulder Road, Broadway, and Baseline. Diagonal on Highway 93, they're wide open as well. And turnpike trouble-free as you make the way to Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast today, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Highs in the east, we're at 29 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the big one. It's the Denver Boat Show, January 19th through the 22nd at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers, over 500 new boats.
As a mom, I do everything I can to help protect my child. But I never knew my daughter, Elizabeth, was at risk for a potentially vaccine-preventable disease. My child didn't have to die. I'm Donna Sintel, Elizabeth's mom. I didn't realize meningitis could hit here in Denver. Teens are at an increased risk for contracting this disease. Please ask your doctor about immunization.
For more information, visit nmaus.org. This message was brought to you by the National Meningitis Association.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1300. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of stucco or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
In the great scheme of things, a minute isn't all that much, unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count. Minutes that could mean losing your ability to talk, move, or walk. Which is why, if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Didn't really say much about his wife's chances for running for the presidency and whether she would run. Now, polls show that she's the leading contender for Democratic nomination in 08. People are beginning to have mixed feelings about her because she's moved to the center so dramatically. Said if she gets a chance, if she were to have to cast her Iraq vote over, she would do it exactly the same way. Thinks we should have more troops in Iraq, not less. Is part of flag burning. And I don't want to use the word amendment because it's not technically a law that they want to enact. But she's part of the whole flag burning controversy and she supports that. So a lot of people, a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals are upset with Hillary Clinton. And they're upset with her positions. And I have gotten emails from people, and we had calls on this program. They said, you know what, I'm not voting for her. I said I wouldn't vote for her, and of course I got emails which charged me with being sexist. Because I wouldn't vote for her. You know what, it doesn't have anything to do with her being a woman. I'm all for having a woman president. I think there are men out there who can't get past that. I think a woman running for the presidency might have trouble in the South. You know, those redneck men may not go for it. But I would have no problem with her. I mean, no problem with a woman running for president. I would have trouble with her views. All right, the reason I bring all of this up, why do I bring all of this up? Because we'll have to see what happens in 08. But if you ever gave money to John Kerry, and I gave money to his campaign, now I didn't give him a lot of money, but when I could scrape aside $25 or $30 or something like that, I would give it to him. I was so desperate to see him beat George W. Bush. I mean, I was desperate. Desperate for two reasons. One, because I thought George W. Bush would be bad for this country. I firmly believe that the election was stolen in 2000. And I thought that this guy would be bad news for this country. So, even though John Kerry was not my first choice was Howard Dean, even though that wasn't the case, I gave Kerry money. I had a Kerry bumper sticker on my car. I had one of the first ones, too, which didn't have Edwards on there. Not because I'm a get-out-in-front guy, but because, you know what? I wanted him to win. And this gets back to what I was talking about in the closing part of last hour about people who vote third party. And I had a friend who called me up, I think it was on Friday on the Springer Show, called me from Chicago, Tommy the Commie. He's one of the few, you know, left-wing leaning cops I've ever run across. There are a couple out there. Most of my police friends are conservative. And he and I argued viciously about him voting for Ralph Nader. I said, man, we got to have all hands on deck. We have got to do something about guy George W. Bush. Well, okay, here's the end result. The end result is, you know, Bush wins. Kerry runs a lousy campaign and he loses. But the point is, if you gave Kerry any money and you got on Kerry's mailing list, he's still emailing people. And there's an article today by the Associated Press writer Andrew Amiga that talks about the fact that Kerry very well intends to run again. It's almost as if, I'm going to quote here a little bit from it, it's almost as if Senator John Kerry never stopped running for the president. He still jets across the country raising millions of dollars and rallying Democrats. He still stalks the TV news show circuit, scolding President Bush at every turn. His campaign website boasts of an online army of 3 million supporters. The Massachusetts Democrat defeated by Bush in 2004 insists that it was far too early to talk about a 2008 race, but some analysts assume he is already positioning himself for another shot at the White House. Obviously, Kerry has all but said he wants another crack at the thing, said Neil Thigpen, a political science professor at South Carolina's Francis and Marion University. He's going to make a second trial while most losing presidential nominees quickly fade into political landscape, a la Michael Dukakis. Kerry has worked hard at maintaining a high public profile. He's continued again in 2004, said Kerry spokesman David Wade. He wants to make it very clear he's a fighter who is going to continue to fight for his agenda. All right, here's my question simply to you. Do you think this guy will run again? And if he did run again, would you vote for him? Would you give him a second shot? Now let's look at who's out there. Hillary Clinton, who I already mentioned. John Edwards is probably going to run again. You've got Mark Warner from Virginia, who is immensely popular in that state. Don't know that much about him. You've got this guy, Governor Tom Vilsack. I believe he's from Iowa. He's thinking about running. I don't know if Dennis Kucinich is going to try again. Let's see, who else? Have I covered everybody? Is there somebody out there I haven't? You know, if you're out there that I haven't brought up, call 303-717-600. But I think I brought up everybody who's out there. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not true. Joseph Biden of Delaware, who said here in Boulder, and also said it, I believe on NBC's Meet the Press. He said, you know what, I'm going to go out there in the next year, I'm going to explore, if I can raise enough money, I'm going to run. So Biden's in there. Now this is all on the Democratic side, not the Republican side. All right, so if I left any Democrats out, and of course John Kerry will probably make a shot at it again, because he's acting like he's going to, and he's working early on to get there. Russell Feingold, I left out Russell Feingold. He's thinking about running too. Very liberal, good guy from Wisconsin, Democrat, who said to George Stephanopoulos, perhaps it's time for a cheesehead president. Referring to, you know, the fact that he's from Wisconsin. Russell Feingold, who stood up to the Bush administration over the Patriot Act, didn't vote for it the first time, threatened to filibuster the second time. He's thinking about running. Question about him, though, is he too liberal and too progressive to get the nod? There's also this theory going around out there that senators have a hard time getting elected president because they have a long, depending on how long they've served, they have a long track record of votes. And some of the votes that they cast are controversial. Some of the votes, no, that's not the word I want to, well, they're controversial, but you know what it is? They're complex. They're complex. And the media does a lousy job explaining what they've done. good example is John Kerry, who said he voted for the war, but then he voted against it. What he should have said was, he voted to give the President of the United States, George W. Bush, the power to do everything to protect this country. But then when it came to going to Iraq, he did not vote for the funds to do it. Now, remember back during the election? How much did the media look into this? How much did the media explain this? They didn't do a very good job. So senators who cast complex votes have a tendency to have those votes cherry-picked by their opponent and then held up in a distorted way through attack ads. Whereas a governor doesn't have that kind, basically, of a record. It's easier if you're a governor. So I've named everybody out there, I think. And if you have somebody that I haven't named, well, you can call me and tell me. But the question here is, would you vote for John Kerry again? Would you like to see a rematch of Kerry versus Bush? Well, actually, Bush would be gone at that time. So it's Kerry and whoever the Republicans cough up. Would you like to see Kerry try it again, or do you think his time has passed and that you wouldn't vote for him in the primary, you wouldn't endorse him, and you would pick somebody else? 303-713-7600. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your January 2nd half moons. And we'll take your calls on this coming up here. 7660 minutes after 7, J. Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Lots of people have the day off, and that means a nice ride for you and me. I-25 looking real good as you make your way out of Thornton Northland into downtown and through T-Rex, 225, and 6th Avenue. They're trouble-free. I-70 checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. C-470 moving along just fine through Highlands Ranch. And around town, things looking good for Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. South Boulder Road in great shape. So is Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, Highway 93, and the Turnpike pushing top speeds as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, we'll see sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 29 degrees. Now, I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Applejack Wine and Spirits Uncorked New Year's Blowout Sale. The prices on Chance Wine, Spirits, and Beers will blow you away. The top 25 champagnes at unbelievable doorbuster prices. At Applejack, you'll always find more items specially priced than anywhere else. No wonder Applejack is number one.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, t-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
7:17, 17 minutes after 7 and AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you. Hey, Happy New Year's from all the folks at Rocky's Autos. They had a fantastic 2005, and thanks in large part to you. They've been very, very good, not only to this show, but also to AM 760. And they're the home of the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Virtually anything you want, they've got it. And they've got great people working there. People like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky, and my buddy Colby. And they're there to help you find the car you want. And you know, I said this earlier. Even if you don't find a car, even if you decide to walk off, even if you decide not to buy whatever is there, you'll have a pleasant experience. You realize that the best way to advertise is through word of mouth, and they want you to be happy. And you know what? They want you to return. And they want you to urge your friends to go to Rocky's. And that's really what Rocky's is all about. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. I'm sorry, that's 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you come past 8, they'll definitely stay late. And you can check them out on the Internet and look at their business right there, rockysautos.com. They're cool. And you know what? They work hard to make sure you're happy. So once again, Happy New Year's from Rocky's. Thank you for a great 2005. And here's looking towards 2006. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny brain tumors and one that was very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters.
That's about 3.5 inches on my brain.
For his other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. But for the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with CyberKnife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Ed Schultz here, wishing you a happy 06 from all of us here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You've got a Big Eddie, 720, 20 minutes after 7, high today, 58. J. Marvin back in the saddle again after a bruising rounds at the roulette tables in Las Vegas. All right, here's the deal. Kerry's talking about running again. Well, he actually come forward and said he's going to do it. But what he has done is he's acting like somebody who's going to run. He's going around the country raising money for Democratic organizations. He maintains what he says is a 3 million online army, 3 million supporters online. And then I brought up Hillary Clinton, who we've talked about before, and I brought up most of the Democratic people that I know out there, most of the Democratic candidates, that are thinking about a run in 08 for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, would you like to see Kerry in a rematch, or would you pick somebody else, or do you find Clinton, Hillary Clinton, to be interesting? Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Oh, happy frickin' New Year.
happy January the 2nd, where nobody's up but us.
Yeah. Okay. I woke up with pink eye this weekend. Nobody in my age bracket did have pink eye.
Oh, that's bad. That's a killer.
That's disgusting. Ugh. Anyway, I normally supported Kerry. I mean, I campaigned for him last time. And I admit I was really ticked off that he just went out and didn't, you know, fight the good fight and really take this thing to the mat. But and at the time, and after that all happened, I said I'd never vote for him. But I don't know. I still like some of the stuff he has to say, and I probably would. Al Gore is saying some really good stuff. He picked the wrong partner last time. You know what amazes me is that the Republicans embrace their right wing and go chasing after them. And what do? We move to the right, too. Instead of embracing our left wing and our progressives, it's like, you know, it's like we're all going the wrong direction here. I don't get it.
Well, I really, really got attacked on this radio station for making a statement maybe 2-3 months ago that the Democrats basically... Now, even though I know it's under development and it's coming, and it's supposed to be coming this year, but the Democrats, we have no plan for anything.
Yeah.
Or at least we don't hear much about it. And man, people started, oh, you're using Republican you're using Republican talking points, and blah,
you know,
blah, blah, blah. But you know, we don't have any we have no unified plan. Like, look at Iraq. I mean, we're all over the road on Iraq.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, Democrats aren't lockstep. We're just not. That's just not the way we function. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is people are right. It's not that we don't have a plan. The plan doesn't get expressed very well. Or we allow the Republicans to set the agenda, and that's that. I mean, if we have a medical plan, it's like, oh, you can't do that. That's socialism. If we have a plan to educate everybody, oh, you can't do that. That's socialism.
Yeah, I talked about that in the first hour. I mean, when they start dredging up all this McCarthyite type stuff that dates back 50 years ago, oh, that's socialism, you're a Marxist, that's liberalism. You know what? We shouldn't have to do that. We should say to them, you know what? That's not the case. Joseph McCarthy dead. Drop that kind of lingo because you're not going to make us ashamed and you're not going to make us back down.
Exactly. And I think if you're a liberal, you need to be proud of it. And as far as third parties go, you know what? If they're progressive, I wouldn't have a problem with them running under the Democratic ticket, getting elected, and changing their party. The only way third parties are going to have an impact is if they're already in power. And so It ticks me off when a Republican in Democrat clothing gets their ass elected and then changes over to be a Republican.
I think that makes all of us angry. Laverne, thank you, man. Have a safe drive.
Take care. Have a good one.
All right. I just think third parties are poison. Here's Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Paul, turn down your radio. Paul, once. Paul, twice. Turn your radio down.
Hey, hello, Jay.
Paul, did you hear me about turning your radio down?
Yeah, I turned it down.
Don't irritate me this early in the morning. I'm warning you.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
Hello, are you there?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm in Las Vegas.
Okay, well, that's where I'd rather be.
All right, so what's your point? What are you doing? Talk to me.
Oh, I'll talk to you, right. Okay, I'd vote for, like, Kucinich, Feingold. If Hillary Clinton was elected to run, I would vote for a third party.
All right, and you know what? And I want to challenge that, because if you vote for a third party, then you're essentially, what you're doing is, and the likely nominee at that time would probably be John McCain. So what you're essentially doing is you're putting McCain in office. Would you feel comfortable with that?
Absolutely. If I can't vote for an extremely principled person like Kucinich or Feingold or someone like that, Hillary Clinton is not, in my opinion, all that principled a person to be running for president.
Oh, and John McCain is?
No, he's not.
All right, let me ask you this. Who's going to do the worst damage? Who would do the worst damage to the country, John McCain or Hillary Clinton?
Well, in my mind, it's not about who's gonna do the worst damage. It's about when you vote for. I voted for Nader in '96 and in 2000.
Well, congratulations.
I was fed up with both parties. I think Nader made an extremely good point that both parties weren't looking all that different.
Yeah, you know what Nader did? You know what Nader made it harder for Democrats to get elected. Nader made no impact whatsoever except to siphon off Democratic votes. That's why in 2000 there were reports going around that Nader was getting support from the Republican Party. Why? Because they know exactly what's going on. Why not just siphon off Democratic votes?
Well,
Nader accepted money. Nader accepted money from the Republican Party.
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, look it up. Go Google it. He accepted money from the Republican Party.
But the point about voting for a third party person, and this is the point Nader made, is that if Kerry couldn't win the election in spite of the few votes that Nader got, then there's something wrong with the Democratic Party.
No. You know what? George W. Bush won the election this last time around by the smallest margin next to Woodrow Wilson. And the fact is that we need every single vote we can get. So you know what? You go vote for a third party, and here's what happens. Your candidate doesn't make it, and we end up with a Republican in the White House. So let me ask, who would have been worse for this country, John Kerry or George W. Bush?
Well, I mean, that's an obvious answer.
So why didn't you vote for John Kerry?
Well, I voted for him in 2004, but like I say, in 96 and in 2000, I was totally fed up with both parties, and I just saw Nader making lots of good points about what's going on in the country.
Yeah, but Nader can't get elected, and what you're doing is you're making it possible for politicians like George W. Bush, John McCain, and others of the right wing to get elected, because you're basically wasting your vote. Think about it. You're wasting, you know what, you polls, or you might as well just throw your vote out, because that's basically what you're doing.
No, what Nader said was that when you vote for a third party person, you will hopefully make the Democratic Party stronger.
No, you don't you know what? That's lunacy. You don't make the Democratic Party stronger. What you do is you put a Republican in office. So congratulations. You got a Republican in office, and I hope you're happy. And you know what? Look at all the crap that they pulled off over the last, 5-6 years now that Bush has been around? I mean, look at all the stuff that they pulled off. And you know what? You were an enabler. Good for you.
I didn't vote for Kerry. Nader at Bush in 2004.
No, but you didn't. But you did it in 2000, didn't you?
Well, yeah. But
we could have used that vote in 2000.
Well, what we could have used was a better electoral system that wasn't on the table.
Well, we could have used that vote. And the fact is, when you vote for a third, but I can't get this through your head. When you vote for a third party, what you basically do is you enable the Republicans, you enable the right wing to get into power. Voting for a third party is enabled. Ralph Nader is a lunatic who should never have ran because
It puts the country in worse shape. He can get up there and make his points. He can get up there and speak. He's got a lot of good points to make. But in the end, electorally, he hurts us. And what we end up with is what we've got now. You know something? This country is so far off track. This country is in such bad shape. And I'm not being a doom and gloom on Monday morning. Just go look at things. I appreciate the call, Paul. Hope to talk to you again. We are. This country's way off track. Way off track. 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I kind of started this conversation out about asking whether you would vote for John Kerry again, because he's out there acting like he's going to run again. But if you want to have this whole debate about third parties, you know what? Get in on that, too. 303-713-7600, 730. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Highways are wide open this morning. I-25 check and clear coming out of Thornton North Glen into downtown and through 2X, I-70, 225, 6th Avenue, all looking real good. And C-470, trouble-free for Highlands Ranch. Around town, move along just fine on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, the Diagonal, Foothills Parkway, and Highway 93 in great shape. So is a turnpike as you make your way through Broomfield to Westminster. Now check on the forecast. Sun is coming up, and we're going to see kind of a warm day today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need priming to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids isn't something he can buy. It's something priceless. Time. Studies show that kids with involved fathers are less likely to abuse drugs, commit crime, pregnant, get depressed, or fail academically. All it takes is time. A public service message from the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Call 312-795-9060 for free, helpful information. That's 312-795-9060.
Your accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, t-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win fair trade coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are at lefthandbooks.g.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
It's Jay Marvin on 8760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Four 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Hi today, 57, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to have you along. Hope you had a great holiday season. Hope you had a good, safe, sane New Year. Well, if you didn't have a good, safe, sane New Year, you wouldn't be here this morning, right? You might be in jail somewhere. All right, John Kerry's acting like he's going to run in 08. He's out there raising money. He is maintaining a high profile. And then we bring in the whole idea of Hillary Clinton. And then There are several other people out there who may run, but my central question is, do you think Kerry should run again? And then if you want to get into the whole flap about third parties, I more than welcome the debate. Let's go to Marissa, who's been hanging on in the Longmont. Marissa, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to talk about third party. I was just going to talk about Kerry, but...
And do both.
Well, now that you mentioned third party, when I was young and idealistic, I did vote for John Anderson, I think, in my very first election that I voted in. But now I'm not so young anymore, and I'm hanging on to my idealism by a very, very thin thread. So I'm not sure. I agree with you. I think you're kind of throwing away your vote when you do it. You know, if we had an independent or a third-party candidate that had been elected and really established, that would be one thing. But I just think, you know, you're throwing it away. But
yeah, one of the things that the right wing is very good at is getting the vote out. They're really good at that. You know, and we need all the ground troops we can get. We need all the people to go to the polls we can get. I just don't see, maybe somebody has got a really coherent argument for this, but I just don't see any good that comes out of a third party.
Well, and I don't want to sound shallow, but I want to win.
Yeah, me too.
I really think we need to win. But, you know, as far as Kerry is concerned, there's a couple points I wanted to make. He was on Bob Schieffer's program, I think. I was talking to Turk about it. I think it's was it Face the Nation? I think
right,
he was
on CBS.
He was on a couple weeks ago, and they showed a little soundbite or a little blip of Kerry walking out of a building. Reporters were asking him, so what did you do wrong? In other words, why did you lose? And he didn't really answer the reporters, so when they got back to Schieffer, he said, okay, well, I'll proffer that question to you. Why do you think you lost? And Kerry was funny because, you know, he's a really bright guy. And he goes, I know exactly why I lost. He goes, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's going on. You know, I mean, so in other words, I definitely think he's thinking about it. And you know, the other point I was going to make is, when in our recent history have we been able to look at a candidate twice? You know, to really get to know him. I actually volunteered on Kerry's campaign. All the people I ran into, I mean, I was just so, I really loved the experience. That's why I was so crushed when he lost. But,
You know, the only person I can think of that tried it twice and eventually won was Richard Nixon.
There you go.
I mean, can anybody name, you know, that's an interesting trivia question. Can anybody name, particularly Democrat, can anybody Democrat that's tried twice and won?
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, too, is that we're such cynics. Once somebody runs and loses, well, they're a loser. You know, you just don't think about them anymore. I mean, I loved Al Gore. I loved him. And I felt sorry for him, you know, like after he lost and, you know, those pictures would come out about him, you know, looking kind of frumpy with the beard and, you know, all sad and everything. But, God, the guy was brilliant. He said, I think he would have made a great president. So I think we're cynical. We just kind of discard people. And, I mean, hand it to Kerry. And like you were saying, you know, you mentioned getting the emails from him still. I get from him, and he always has great points. He always kind of gives you a heads up on the speeches he's about to give. I remember he spoke out against, I think there was one against the war, and it was pretty harsh. It was pretty hard-hitting. And, of course, press won't cover it. But it's great to get those emails.
It sure is. Hey, have a great day, Marissa. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, have a great year.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, hopefully she'll call me before the end of the year. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vic in Meade. Vic, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm actually a Republican, but I'm not a Republican anymore. I've had it up to my ears, and, you know, the Republican Party just went too far, and that's the God's truth. You know, but, you know, I'm kind of interested in Edwards. I think that he would be, he's kind of young, but I think he's pretty smart. But as far as Bush and Kerry, I don't think I could vote for either one of those guys.
Well, Bush won't run again because he can't. Kerry is acting like he wants to run, but you couldn't vote for John Kerry?
If it came down to it, yes, I would vote for him. Yes, I would. I would change. You know, that there's a bunch of us guys, you know, that all kind of retired at the same time, and the only reason why we left the Democratic Party back when we did leave it was because of taxes, and we felt like we'd been overtaxed. So, we was all in business for ourselves, and then we went ahead and switched over to the Republican Party. Well, now we're in the process of switching back, going back to our roots.
Yeah, because the Republicans and this president have proven that they cannot be trusted with your tax dollars.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we found that out, you know, big time. One other thing I'd like to throw at you real quick, nobody can see that far ahead that Mr. Bush is going to take the spying deals of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court's the one that elected him, and if he gets his way in the Supreme Court, he'll take everything to the Supreme Court, and they'll back him 100%. So we got to block this new guy, this new nomination coming up. Otherwise, the Supreme Court's going to be running the United States with Mr. Bush.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Bye.
Well, that's another thing to consider, too. George W. Bush in office again, appointing Supreme Court judges. There's an article out today on the AP that experts say that Roberts and Alito constantly side with business interests against everyday Americans. One line open at 303-713-6600. Let's go to Ann in Greeley. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ann.
Actually, I'm Ann Little. I'm an associate professor of history at Colorado State University, and I wanted to call in about the historical question you asked with the next-to-last caller you just took about Democratic presidential candidates who ran and lost and then ran again successfully. We've had two that I can think of off the top of my head, but they are examples from nearly 200 years ago. Thomas Jefferson ran against John Adams. At that point, of course, the Democratic Party was the Democratic-Republican Party, but it is, in fact, really the same party. Anyway, he ran and lost in 1796, ran again in 1800 against John Adams, made John Adams the first one-term president in American history, and then, of course, went on to win in 1800 and won another term in 1804. 20 years later, Andrew Jackson ran against, interestingly enough, John Quincy Adams in 1824, ran and lost then. Jackson lost, ran again in 1828, and again successfully in 1832, like Jefferson, going on to beat his opponent and winning two terms for himself. So those are just two examples.
But no Democrat modern day, though, right?
You know, you'd have to ask a 20th century historian, but I think that that's the case. I mean, the last Democratic loser to run again that I can think of course, Adlai Stevenson, who lost both in 52 and 56 against Eisenhower.
Right. But other than that, nobody else. And I wonder what Kerry's chances would be if he ran against, say, John McCain. And I don't know that McCain is the Republican nominee. I mean, Mitt Romney's out there, but McCain right now leads in the polls.
Well, you know, he's a very appealing, attractive figure, you know, and has a lot of crossover appeal. But, you know, really, I call myself a historian because I'm a historian, not a futurian. and I think that many academics like me are notoriously, you know, have horrible political instincts. So I don't want to you know, make any predictions about John Kerry. Perhaps it's a trivial point from, you know, 200 years ago, but I just thought I'd mention that. Early on in the history of the Republic, we did have repeat candidates who went on to become very successful and are still remembered as some of the greatest Democratic presidents in all of American history.
Well, you know something?
Jackson.
I'm flattered to have you on, and I'm glad you listened, and I hope you'll call again.
I'll do that, Jay. I like your show.
Thank you, Ann. You're very kind. Have a good day.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. All right, it's 303-713-7600, one line open. John Kerry, should he run again? Also, the debate about third parties. Because Kerry's out there. He's out there. And you know what? If you, as I said earlier, if you ever gave money to John Kerry, you're still getting emails from him. 744, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder, Progressive Talk.
Progressive traffic.
Lots of people have the day off, and that means a nice ride for you and me. I-25 looking real good as you make your way out of Thornton Northland to downtown and through TX, 225, and 6th Avenue. They're trouble-free. I-70 checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, C-470.
Moving along just fine through Highlands Ranch and around town, things looking good for Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. Southbridge Road in great shape, so is Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike pushing top speeds as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster. And checking the forecast.
They make food at 10 Star with passion, like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cooked-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumble blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in Claire for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
He said, must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Dwight D. Eisenhower, President and Five-Star General. Hello, I'm Steve Devine, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Homeowners, the holidays are over, paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards. And it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Now's that for a fresh start for the new year.
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You're expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. The Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth.
That was pretty sick.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
Get your smile on. I've been thinking about a sandwich and chips all morning.
How do you like the new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps?
Don't do baked. Yeah, I want real cheddar cheese flavor.
Yeah, I see. You're eating them right now.
These are baked?
With new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps, you can eat sensibly without sacrificing great taste.
Okay, I'm going to have to rethink some things.
Get the great cheesy taste of baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream with a low-fat sub today at Subway Restaurant.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Always Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 57. Jay Marvin Herring here on AM 760's Progressive Talk. John Kerry talking like he's going to run again in 08. Says he has 3 million online supporters. And also, the role of a third party. Does it really do any good? Because I don't think it does. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi. Hi, Peter.
Hi, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. You're kind of touching on a lot of interesting subjects. and one of which is Hillary Clinton. I'm not so sure she can carry the South, and I'm not sure we're not hearing a lot about her because she has the biggest war chest right now, and she is the most popular, more or less the most popular.
She has a lot of money, mm-hmm. and a lot of name recognition.
Yeah, and I think that's essentially what she has going for her right now, but in all honesty, at the end of the day, I don't think she can carry the southern states. And there's a governor, Virginia Governor Mark Warner, who I think we're going to start hearing a little bit more about, and I think possibly he can carry some southern states.
Well, I hope we do hear more about him. I don't know that much about him other than the fact that he helped his lieutenant governor in Virginia get elected. But I don't know. He's that popular there. But I don't know anything really about him. I mean, I don't know. You know, I've never heard him talk about where he stands on the war in Iraq, where he stands on the war of terrorism, where he stands about health care coverage. I mean, any of those things. The national debt. I don't know where he stands on any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's why I hope we hear more about him, because I'd like to know more about how he stands on a lot of those, too. The other person I'm kind of interested in hearing a little bit more about that we might hear more about is New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson.
Yeah, I like him, too, but do you really think he has a shot?
I don't know. Maybe on a vice president ticket.
Yeah. What about president? I don't think he's...
Yeah, maybe not. Not so much as president.
Yeah, that would be a little bit rough. Peter, thanks, man. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we thank all of you for joining the show this morning. At 303-713-7600. Actually, we thought we'd be here by ourselves, because a lot of people have the day off. A lot of people aren't at work. You know the other thing, too? They got this restaurant here in the building. It's called Georgie Station Break. So we phoned down there, because I'm starving. You know, whenever food's available, then you don't want it. But when you can't get food, then you're, like, really hungry. So we call down there, right? Okay. And Georgie's down there, but he hasn't got any food. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Available, then you don't want it.
Yeah, turn your radio down, Doug.
Okay, you can hear that? All right. I'm in the car on the route to Fort Collins from Oklahoma. Sorry for the background noise.
That's all right.
You know, I want to talk about the third party. You're saying, well, what good does the third party do? And my first point is, you know, you say Ross Perot. Well, there's a third party on the other side of the thing. And did it help? That probably didn't make much of a difference for Clinton getting elected. But at the same time, it still took votes away from the right side. So third parties go on both sides of the ticket. They're not just left-sided.
No, but they don't. But my point is they don't help the standard bearer of either party, depending on where they're positioned. Ross Perot did not help George W. Bush. George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush.
Right. Well, no, but I think that what the third party does, it gives people, particularly myself, the opportunity to vote on a principle. And I don't feel like I have to sell out to John Kerry on certain principles where I feel strongly about, and that Nader, you know, speaks out and says, this is what I stand for, whereas the Democrat Party doesn't come out and say this. They try to beat around the bush.
But I'll ask you the same question I asked Paul.
Okay.
All right, in the end, who would you rather have as president of the United States, John Kerry or George W. Bush?
Kerry, I guess.
All right, so who would do the most damage to the country? And bear in mind that George W. Bush is appointing Supreme Court justices, and there's an article today out of the Associated Press that Alito and Roberts consistently side with big business. Now, George W. Bush is in that position, and there may be more Supreme Court justices that are going to retire. Who's in the position to do the biggest amount of damage? The person sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So therefore, if you go and you vote third party, then what ends up happening, the result is that it backfires on you because they don't have a chance to win.
But, well, the thing is, but in the 2000 election, Gore won the popular vote, and there's no, as far as I'm, no, there was no state, a red state, that could have been turned blue had the constituents in that state voted for Gore.
I don't we don't know that. So we don't know that. We have no idea about that.
I would say I'm 90% sure that there was in the state. I've gone back and looked, and I think I'm 90% sure, and that if there was a state change, it didn't make a difference overall in the electoral.
You know what, though? Still, I'll get back to what I said before. If every vote counts, and you need every vote, and particularly...
Bush stole it.
Well, you know what? I agree, but I agree with you 100%. But what about Kerry and Ralph Nader this last time around? I mean, give me an example of where a third party has ever really helped the country.
I guess they haven't had the opportunity to do that yet. But they've never hurt the country though either.
Yeah, they hurt the country by getting the wrong person elected. All right, I got to run, Doug. Thanks, man. Right. Drive safe.
All right, thanks.
All right. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, I've been listening to your program, and I've been hearing all of these guys, some of the guys call up, talking about who's electable from the Democratic Party. And apparently no person from the North can be elected from the Democratic Party. And I think that kind of really reeks, because here all I hear...
Nobody said that. Nobody made that comment that nobody from the North can be elected by... Nobody made
that
comment. You know, I don't care. You know something? Let me tell you something, pal. Let me tell you something, pal.
That's what I'm hearing.
I don't care what you're hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, you know what? Do you ever think you're not hearing?
That's what I'm hearing.
All right. Goodbye. You know what? I'm running out of time, and I'm running out of patience with that. And you know what? You want to send me emails about hanging up on that guy? Fine. Send me emails. Because nobody said that somebody from the North can't get elected in the South. What we said was, and what the callers brought up was, that Hillary Clinton can't get elected in the South. That she would have trouble with males in the South. That's a gender issue. And it's real in this country. And to try to pretend otherwise is to be naive. But nobody called up here and said that nobody in the North can get elected in the South. Somebody did call up and say that Mark Warner would have a good chance in the South because he's from the South. Those were the only statements that were made. And this whole idea, well, you know, this is what I hear, this is what I... People hear a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily make it true. And I made a pledge in 06. I thought to myself, I'm not going to get angry with callers. But, you know, that saying that people say things when they don't say it is a huge injustice. Nobody is saying that. What people were saying, and I think that it's true, and I've had people from the South say this to me, that Hillary Clinton as a woman would have trouble winning in the South. And that the other comment was made is that Mark Warner might have a better chance in the South because he's from the South. All right, we'll continue this. Everybody who's here, hold on, and we'll pick it up after the news here at
303-713-7600. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, the holidays are over, paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards. And it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, out-of-pocket closing costs,
Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Fire in the southwest, rain in the far west. Nature's fury has shattered life for thousands. Heavy rain has forced people in Northern California to leave their waterlogged homes or shovel mud.
This is the worst I've seen so far.
April Akins is in a shelter. She left her ruined home behind.
I've lost everything this time. We didn't think it was going to come up that bad, so we put everything into bags and stacked them in the highest rafters we could, and they're now underwater.
KCBS Radio's Doug Sovereign's in one city where officials put the damage up to $30 million.
The downtown main strip of San Anselmo, it looked like a giant soggy neighborhood yard sale. The whole street was full of debris and furniture and merchandise tossed out from the businesses there, and it was being carted away in bulldozers by city officials.
And for the first time since 1955, it's going to rain on the Rose Parade in Pasadena.
These are loyal parade watchers.
We do this every year with the kids. It's fun for them.
They decided to camp out along the parade route, even though they know there will be rain.
Right now it's not too bad, because it's just a sprinkle. Once it starts downpouring, I don't know how I'm going to handle it.
To see the Rose Parade this year, you will probably have to be all wet. The determined parade watchers don't seem to care.
I'm going to try and keep dry.
How?
By staying in my sleeping bag.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, along the parade route in Pasadena, California.
In Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico, rain would be a welcome sight. Wildfires have destroyed homes and left tens of thousands of acres charred. Deborah Lusk got out of her home in Oklahoma City just minutes before it burned to the ground.
Embers just started coming down and our yard caught fire and we had to get out of here.
CBS's Lee Cowan is in Oklahoma City.
They try to focus their efforts on places that had already burned because chances are things are still smoldering. There are hot spots that would flare up again once the wind starts flaring up again. But in many cases, they're brand new fires that pop up.
In Texas, two small towns burned to the ground hours after residents evacuated. Back home with some explaining to do. 16-year-old high schooler who went to Iraq. CBS's Mark Strassman was there for the arrival.
Now that he's back, what'll it be? Big hug or big smack?
He's going to use his passport for sure. And his access to money is going to be pretty limited. And he has to be under close supervision for a while.
The teenager broke no laws, just the ground rules of common sense.
Instead of praying for money, someone donned a mask, got a gun, and went into a church in a Baltimore suburb. Frightened parishioners tossed wallets and purses into the aisle.
It is considered a quite bizarre incident. We cannot recall the last time that an armed robbery occurred at a church or a place of worship.
Bob Thomas of the Harford County Sheriff's Office says no one's been arrested. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your teeth.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
I'm Mary Ann, and this is my 11th day with Prilosec OTC. When I'd get my frequent heartburn, I couldn't even stand to sit at the dinner table, much less cook for my family. But since I started taking Prilosec OTC, we're all eating like a family again. Tonight, we're having honey-grilled chicken. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OT. Day 11 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The highways are in great shape this morning. A lot of people are enjoying some time off for the holidays. Now, I-25 checking clear out of the north end of town, right into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70-225, 6th Avenue, they're trouble-free. C-470, moving along just fine. And around town, things look good on Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. Quills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, all up to speed. The Turnpike
pushing top speeds to Broomfield and Westminster. Now check.
The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Denver Nuggets basketball. Coverage begins tonight at 6:30 on Comcast Channel 25 or in high definition on Channel 665.
AM 760. The real story 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhoads, 40 is the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhoads.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You know, there's an old rule in talk radio. You should never refer back to the previous caller. But that guy, Ricky Temple, was so inaccurate. You know what? I brought up Russell Feingold, who is from the North. And the only reason I said that he may not get elected is because he might be considered by some in red states to be too conservative. I mean, too liberal, excuse me. Jay Martin here, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High, 57 today, 303-713-7600. We started this out last hour. John Kerry is acting like he's going to run. He's keeping his options open for 2008. He's got 3 million supporters online. He's been jetting around the country raising money for Democratic groups. He has worked hard at maintaining a high profile since his loss. And then we were entertaining other people, including Hillary Clinton, Russell Feingold, Mark Warner, Bill Richardson, Joseph Biden. But the main question here is the two questions happening here. Number one, should Kerry run again? Number two, what about third parties? Do they work? See, I maintain they don't work. I maintain what they do is they hurt the effort of the mainstream candidate. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, not too bad, guy. Happy New Year to you,
you
Mary,
bet.
And the family, man.
You bet.
Well, generally speaking, you're right about third parties. Historically, they have never, they've siphoned votes off. They've framed issues, you know, that are important to a minority of people. But in the past, what they used to do, Jay, was that when it came down to, you know, brass tacks, basically, they would join with the party that reflected, you know, their philosophy more. So you had progressives, you know, you had the Independent Labor Party that would run candidates. They would tack on to the Democrats, you know, and they'd bring the votes over and tell their people, go out and work for this guy because he's the one that's going to carry our message. You know, hopefully carry our message and all that. So you're right about third parties. John McCain, I got to tell you, I campaigned for him in 2000. I wouldn't vote for him now if he put a gun to my head.
No, he's out there courting the extreme right wing.
Very, very much he's turned. He didn't take Bush to task on things before the election when he was the candidate. What was done to him was done to Kerry. And all in the worst way. He didn't stand up and say, I'm not going to put up with this. You know, here's a fellow Republican, you know, doing character assassination who doesn't have a very good track record himself. And all, he didn't do that. And Kerry, you know, would I vote for him again? Yes, I would vote for him again because I think he's a very capable individual. The one thing that ticks me off, and I still get emails from him, is that, you know, he didn't run with the ball. He didn't take it to them. And you know what I do nowadays, Jay? When I get into discussions with Republicans, I don't defend myself as a progressive liberal Democrat. I hit them where it hurts. I tell them how racist they are, how sexist they are, how duplicitous they are, you know, and that they've taken the Constitution of this country and basically used it for toilet paper. That's what I do. I don't put up anything. We stand for this and everything else. We do have a platform for bread and butter issues, for jobs, for better education, for a better infrastructure, for sensible government, for bipartisanship. By and large, we want to work with the other side. They don't want to work with us, and that's what I tell them. I say, to heck with you. I'm sick of it already, and this is what you guys stand for. This is exactly what you guys stand for. You wrap yourself up in the American flag, then you turn around and you do everything opposite from what that flag should stand for. That's how I do it, Jay.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call, Mick. Have a good New Year.
You too, bud.
Bye. One line open at 303-713-7600. I agree with him on the, he left out health care. And I agree with him on this idea. And I was talking about it during the 6 o'clock low power hour here. And that is, you know, when your conservative friends, or just conservatives in general, when they start throwing around this stuff about liberals, progressives, and they start that McCarthyite smear tactic business, the best thing to do is to say to them, yeah, you know what, that's exactly what I am. And I'm proud of it. And let's compare our record, your record. Let's go to Daniel in Denver. Daniel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Daniel.
Hi. Well, I just think that third parties have played a useful part in American history. For example, the Republican Party was originally a third party, and they displaced the Whig Party.
Yeah, but I'm talking in modern day times. I'm not talking about historically back, say, in the 1800s. I'm talking about historically what you would term modern times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think third parties could potentially play a useful role. Now, with parliamentary systems like they have in Great Britain, third parties are a lot more powerful because the system is works so the people vote based on party rather than like personality like we do in this country.
Well, yeah, but we don't have that system of what they have in England. We don't have a parliamentary system. We have to deal with what we have here. So show me the usefulness of a third party candidate or a third party, basically, show me the usefulness of it in an atmosphere where it can't succeed and only drains off votes.
Well, yeah, it is kind of a conundrum. I mean, going back to the 1800s and in the 1890s.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the 1800s. I'm talking about modern day.
Yeah. I can't think of, now, like if you were to compare the red states and blue states from 1860 and 2004 elections, you'll see that the Republicans and Democrats have, like, completely switched states. How Lincoln had the northeast and the coastal areas, California, and those are the same states that Kerry won in 2004. And so it's interesting how the Republicans basically switched their whole demographics.
Well, one of the reasons why they have is because when Johnson backed the Civil Rights Bill, I believe it was in 1864, the Democratic passed the South.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still, you can't show me where a third party does basically any good. I mean, I'm interested in ideas, and I'm interested in integrity, no question about it.
Right.
But I'm also interested in winning office, and I'm also interested in being in a situation where the person who sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or sits in Congress or sits, is in the government, is in a position to do less damage and is in a position closer to my agenda than I know that no third party has a chance. Now, we've got an independent running for Senate, Bernie Sanders in Vermont. He's probably going to win, but he's a rare exception. And he doesn't even run on a third party. He just kind of runs as an independent.
Well, I mean, the independents, do have a record of winning local races.
But they don't win national races. And when you get somebody like Ralph Nader or somebody else who jumps into the fray, what they end up doing is they end up damaging the Democratic Party. I mean, even when Jesse Jackson ran, he ran in the primaries of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where I can't see where really a third party does any good. Now, in the library of ideas, everybody should jump in there, and everybody should have their viewpoint. But in a general election, a third party doesn't help. And what ends up happening, you know what? It's always the choice of lesser of two evils. I mean, look at Ken Salazar versus Pete Kors. Okay, who would you? You know, even though Salazar doesn't make a lot of us happy a lot of the time, and then sometimes he does. Even when you're unhappy with him over something like the bankruptcy bill, or any numerous other things, would you rather have him or Pete Kors there?
Well, I mean, I hate to go back to the history, but if it had not been for the populists in the 1890s, the Democratic Party would not be the progressive
party. Yeah, but you know what? We're not talking about the 1890s. I keep stressing this to you. We're talking about modern times and dealing with modern time issues and not mm-hmm. dealing with things that happened back in the 1800s. Because back in the 1800s, did African Americans have a vote?
No.
So we don't want to deal with what's going on in the 1800s. We want to deal with what's happening in modern times. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. And we're talking about whether John Kerry should run again, and also third parties, what effect they have on the electoral process. Because you got a lot more up for grabs than just 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And a guy sitting in the presidency. Look at Bush. He's appointing these dismal Supreme Court nominees. I mean, we're stuck with this guy for three more.
GAP provides developmentally disabled adults the help and resources to lead a fulfilling life and make a meaningful contribution to the community. GAP needs help with funding for various equipment, vans, and daily activities. Please call to make a donation. 303-989-9830.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riphosting.com.
Spirits Uncorked New Year's Blowout Sale. The prices on champagnes, wine, spirits, and beers will blow you away. The top 25 champagnes at unbelievable doorbuster prices. At Applejack, you'll always find more items specially priced than anywhere else. No wonder Applejack is number one.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Oh, it's my turn. 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Happy New Year's from Rocky's Autos. They had fabulous 05, thanks in part to you. And they've been very good to this radio station and also to this program. And we look forward to their continuing support. Six, if you're out there looking to buy another automobile, you want to get a clean, late model used car, truck, minivan, or SUV, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Why? Because Rocky's makes the difference. Not only do they have great vehicles, and a lot of my friends have gone there and bought them, and Mary and I have bought from them. Not only do they have great cars, but they got great people working there. That makes a difference. People like Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby and Spanky and the people out there, because you know what? To make sure you're happy. And even if you don't buy a car, they want you to walk away and say, you know what? I was looking at an SUV. I just couldn't decide. But man, they really treated me well. They made me feel important. Because isn't that what it's all about? I mean, when you go to a car dealership, you run into cynicism. You think, well, here's what they want to do. They want to sell me a car, and they want to sell me a car at any price. They want to shove it down my throat. Well, it isn't going to happen at Rocky's Autos. And all the vehicles at Rocky's are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com. You can see their business philosophy right there. And you can also check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 8, they'll stay late. Rocky's Autos, they're great people. Check them out. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. So we heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The winter sale is soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, the Clash. Makes me want to stick clothes into my shirts and in my nose. Hey, 21 minutes after 8. Spike up my hair. Jay Marvin, twice winner of the Johnny Rotten Award. Hi today, up to 57. Good to have you along here. We're talking about whether John Kerry ought to run again in about third parties. And then 9 o'clock, we'll go into open phones. And thank you to Carl Jeffers and also for Aaron Hart for filling in for me while I was losing my hard-earned cash in Vegas at the roulette wheel. Actually, I broke even. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. And Liz in Denver has been hanging on. Liz, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Liz.
You know, this has been bothering me forever. I have yet to ever hear a viable reason as to why people don't or didn't like Kerry, other than the moronic reasons of the Swift Boat ads or they didn't like his wife. I wish somebody would call and explain that to me. Everybody always says, well, I didn't like Kerry. Well, why? He has really good standings on the environment, health care, you know, all of these issues, and it's like, I just do not get it. I want somebody to tell me exactly why, other than an idiotic, you know. And if you can't always go by voting records either, because, you know, how they have all of the attachments on these bills, and that's not really a clear indication, although some of them, you know, like the bankruptcy bill, that was bad. And then, you know, these other people that try to make these comparisons of history, you can't do that either because the parties aren't even the same.
Yeah, I would agree. And the problem is that these votes are complicated and that they get cherry-picked. And then the other thing about Kerry is, you know, his big sin, I think, was not to go after that whole Swift Boat smear campaign and go after it early and stare it down, and he should have publicly said, look, everybody knows where I was. I have the documentation to prove the battle. Everybody knows where I was. There's plenty of documentation about where I was. Now, I would say to the Swift Boat people and to George W. Bush, answer the question about where was George W. Bush during the Vietnam War.
Well, you know, I just got done telling my husband this, that I agree with that, but the one issue I wish he would have run with was the day that he got caught basically off camera saying, you know, what a bunch of crooks all of these guys are. And it's like, he should have ran with that, because they are.
Well,
Mick made the perfect example. He read them off perfectly of all of the horrible things that this administration has done, and that's what he should have ran with.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think he should have been a lot rougher. I mean, I really think he should have been rough, and I think the next time, both in 06, this time, and Next year, not next year, but in 08, we've got to be tough. And I know that somebody told me that Carl Jeffers, who sat in for me, was sitting here talking about how the Democrats have to, take the higher ground, that we shouldn't call names, we shouldn't be involved in all that. And I respect Carl Jeffers' opinion, but I respectfully disagree with him. I think we should definitely do what it takes. We should punch back just as hard.
Well,
and we should,
when you're being attacked.
And we should be aware, right, and we should be aware that what these people are going to do is they're going to engage in smear campaigns, and we got to go directly after them for doing it.
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. But I would love it if you would ask these people, well, I didn't like Kerry, you know, when he ran. It's like, well, ask them why. I want to know exactly why, because I've never heard a viable answer. It drives me absolutely out of my mind.
All right, Liz. Thank you. Great call.
Hey, good for you going to Vegas. I miss it. I haven't been in a while. But I like the slots. I'm sorry.
You're giving your money away.
I know it.
All right.
I know, but I like the sound and I like the arms.
We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah, the slots. Wheel of Fortune. You know, it just shouts that out every couple of minutes. Wheel of Fortune. We have loose slots. 10% payback on slots. Just don't try to make your rent money off slots. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
They got me to call.
Hi, Lee.
Listen, you got me to call. I can't believe it because I listen to you every day. I've been listening to you since you've been on, but I decided to call on this third-party thing. The problem is corporate money. The problem is corruption at the top. And Democrats are no less susceptible to corporate corruption than Republicans. And we need to have some kind of way of keeping the so-called Democratic Party honest. And I don't know how we do that without a threat of a third party. During the Perot, when Perot ran, you know, because I didn't like Clinton either, and I bet my family is Democratic or liberal-leaning. I didn't like him either. You know, under him we got NAFTA. No, I've never forgiven Clinton for that. And what I want is a Clinton, Delano, or Roosevelt-type Democrat, and they don't seem to exist anymore. And like I say, corporate money is influencing everything. And Kerry, getting on to Kerry, I didn't like Kerry because the reason he lost the election was corruption, and they stole Ohio. And instead of him raising Cain after the election, he got real quiet.
Well, you know what basically going to do? I mean, basically, he would have gotten lambasted in the press, and he would have got castigated. Hold on. Let me finish my thought here. Thank you. That he would have been lambasted, castigated in the press, and it wouldn't have gone anywhere. Now, I realize and I agree with you that there was hanky-panky in Ohio, but even with all that going on, Bush only won by a slim margin. Kerry made fundamental mistakes during the campaign that he shouldn't have made. And as far as big money and corruption, you're right. As long as corporations are viewed as having the same First Amendment rights as people, we're going to be stuck in this situation from now until kingdom come. One of the things that Howard Dean's trying to do with the Democratic Party is this democracy bonds idea, in which all of us give a little bit of money or give what we can, and we do it on a monthly basis or a one-time shot.
And the
idea is to build up enough money to push corporate contributions out of the picture.
I'm all for that. And see, Dean has got, you know, Dean is the candidate for Maine. Of course, I got this theory just like you do about they can't run more than once because, like, once they run, they're a loser, and we're too shallow and silly about stuff like that. But I respect Dean because, you know why I respect Dean? Because Dean has intestinal fortitude, and that's the only reason I'm saying it is because I'm on the radio, okay? He's the most honest, forthright-speaking Democrat that we have in the Democratic Party. The rest of these people are lame, including Kerry. You know, that's
not
so funny.
You know what? I disagree with you. I don't think Kerry's lame. I think that what Kerry failed to do was fight an aggressive campaign, punch through, get his message out. Instead, he was overwhelmed and buried by all of this swift boat stuff. And as far as Howard Dean goes, I agree with you 100%. I supported him. I gave him money. And I do. There's a part of me that wishes he would run again in 08.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just had to get that out. I don't know how we keep this so-called Democratic Party honest unless they always got this threat. Because, you know, when you got fish in a barrel, and you know that Democrats know that we have no place to go other than them, then we get stuck with what they do. You know what I mean? There always has to be some other threat. And, you know, I don't know how we do that without a, without the threat of a third party.
How we do it is we all get involved. That's how we do it. And if $5 is all you can give, if $10 is all you can give, if helping out a candidate locally is all you can do, or campaigning for somebody nationally, we get up off our half moons, our tuckuses, and we get involved. And that's how you stop this stuff. And that's the message that Howard Dean is putting out on a consistent basis.
And thanks. I'm all for him.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have a good day. I wanted Howard Dean. But it's smeared in the media. That whole scream incident. Because the crowd was filtered out of the background. This media is sad. 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. How is your wide open this morning? Just have one issue. It's a crash westbound I-70, just past Lookout. It's tied up the left lane. Other than that, though, good shape. I-25, check and clear for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. 225, C-470, they're trouble-free. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, moving along just fine. Now, around town, doing okay on Arapahoe, South Bowles, Broadway, the diagonal on Highway 93 wide open. So is the Turnpike for Broomfield and Westminster. And checking the forecast, it'll be a nice one today. Sunny guys, highs in the 50s, we're at 31 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients. Even those who think they have no options, CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably, enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Pack your bags. You now have the freedom to fly Southwest Airlines from Las Vegas. Plan your trip to Las Vegas today on Southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Can't stand George W. Bush. Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of 1st Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
You'll lose weight and keep it off, or stop smoking once and for all with hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver Central Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Call 800-735-6907. 800-735-6907.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 57. Jay Marvin. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, a woman called up John Turk off the air and said that Mark Warner is from Illinois. And no, ma'am, he's from Virginia. Rod Blagojevich is the governor of Illinois. Rod Blagojevich, who is a Democrat, has some good ideas, but as a person, as a human being, he has a nasty personality. Okay, back to the phones here. We're talking about should John Kerry run again, because he's keeping his options open. and he's raising money, and he is, if you ever gave him and ended up on his internet mailing list, he sends you email updates all the time. And the role of third parties and whether they really have any significance, and I maintain that they don't, that they're irrelevant. And on top of that, that they drain votes away from liberal and progressive candidates, both for national office and sometimes they can do it in the state as well. Here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jay.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Well, here's my two cents about John Kerry running. Again, you know that ridiculous little quote that they're always playing of George Bush where he's saying, fool me once, you fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
Right.
That's how I feel about John Kerry running again. You fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He ran a lousy campaign, and you know, even after people across the nation, the Democrats were screaming, "You're running a lousy campaign. Change your tactics." Nothing changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that he would repeat that mistake again. I mean, you know, the idea. What you got to judge here is what I think you got to judge is you got to judge who's out there, what you know about them, and which candidate comes closest to your idea, comes closest to your views, because you're not going to get 100% of what you want out of anybody.
No,
you got to go with what is absolutely the closest. And as Liz said, I mean, what's wrong with John Kerry's ideas?
Oh, nothing. I'm saying is he had a shot and he blew it. And I wouldn't run the risk of giving him a second try at it personally.
Based on what? That he lost the first time?
Based on the fact that he pursued running a lousy campaign.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to do it again. I mean, maybe because he has been a victim of the right wing and the Republican slime machine and the Republican media, which has far more influence than a lot of people want to admit. He's been through this before, so he could see it, and there's no guarantee that he's going to run like the same campaign. I'm not endorsing him to run. Okay, I mean, it's 08 is a long way away, but he and both John Edwards have seen this stuff before, and you know what? And maybe through experience you learn, and maybe that would make him a better candidate.
Yeah, maybe so. I also would imagine that a lot of this mud that they flung at him has unfortunately stuck in the minds of some, not in the minds of most Democrats, you know, and most people who paid attention to, you know, and really looked into the Swift boat stuff and examined whether there's any truth to it or not. But a lot of people actually believe that nonsense and probably leave it to this day.
You know, that's a question you'd have to do polling to find out whether he was a damaged candidate. But, you know, 08 is a long time away, and people have a tendency to let that stuff fade, and they have a tendency to forget about that stuff. And best example of that is look at Richard Nixon on the Republican side, who ran against John Kennedy and got beat, and they made all kinds of comments about Nixon. Well, you know, he sweated on TV. He didn't look as good on TV. He looked kind of shifty-eyed. He looked kind of crooked. Nixon not only lost to John Kennedy, but Nixon went on to be beaten in California in his race for the governorship. I believe he was beaten by Jerry Brown's father, Pat Brown. And there was that famous picture on the front of the Los Angeles Herald Examiner and also the L.A. Times of Nixon playing the piano with the statement, "You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore," that he was going to retire from public office. And then, you know what, he turns around and he wins the Republican nomination and he becomes the president.
Yeah, sure. So anything's possible. You're right there.
And I mean, people have a tendency to forget some of that stuff.
Yeah, I guess I would just like to see people like Russ Feingold and even people like Barack Obama get more exposure and see, you know, if there isn't somebody else that the Democratic Party has to offer that has more appeal. That's my opinion.
Well, you know what? I like Russell Feingold a lot.
I do too.
But question is, can he win?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole internet, you know, grassroots deal that Howard Dean did, you know, if they could repeat a phenomenon like that with somebody like a Russ Feingold, you know, that would be the way to go.
Well, let's, you know, hey, right now, the way things are set right now in 08, if Feingold runs, I'd vote for him.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Thanks, Jake. Bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, even though I have doubts of whether Feingold could win. If he could win the primary now, is what I'm talking about. Not the full election. Let's go to Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Jay, Happy New Year.
Hey, too, Mark.
I hope you enjoyed Las Vegas.
I had a marvelous, marvelous time. New Year's was a little nuts, but I had a good time.
Oh, that's great. Well, I picked up the phone today because I've wanted to comment on your Howard Dean's grassroots money-raising program. And the reason I wanted to comment is any business that, if you look into the finances of any business, 80% of their revenue comes from 20% of their customers. So the reason I point that out is I think it is absolutely insane to think that Joe Suburbs is going to be able to overcome the money that comes in from GE and all the corporations that spend money, because if they think they're going to lose, they're just going to change it. I think it's pouring money in a bucket that has a hole in the bottom, and all it's going to do is perpetuate a system that it makes candidates rich because they get to keep the money that they don't spend, and it creates a crazy system where how much money you have determines whether or not you win or not. I mean, George Bush is a prime example of that. He's got no ideas. He's not a credible leader, has virtually no leadership experience, but because he had so much money and he could put so much into it, he ended up winning an election that he shouldn't have won. In fact, he ended up winning two.
I don't totally agree with that. First of all, I think that the Dean idea is a start. Second of all, he was able to raise a lot of money on the Internet to run his primary campaign, and the Internet and raising money on the Internet is so much the wave of the future that even the Republicans are engaging in it. That's the second point. And then the third point is that George W. Bush won the election this last time around. I think he stole 1,000. But he won it. The Supreme Court helped him steal it.
Yeah.
But he won it in 2004 because he did one thing that we're reluctant to do. And this is where I totally disagree with Carl Jefferson. Sat in for me. He was smeared. And if you read the book by Haynes Johnson, Age of Anxiety, and I had him on here a couple of weeks ago, what this book points out is, and it's a survey of McCarthyism, and then he links it to what's going on today. What this book points out is that, you know what? These tactics are not new that Karl Rove used. These tactics have been around for a long, long time, and unless you stand up and combat them head on, they work. And that's why John Kerry lost the election, because John Kerry didn't get up and didn't stick his finger in Bush's face and didn't stick his finger in the Swift boat smear guys, didn't stick his finger in their face and say, okay, you've opened up the whole debate. Now let's have a debate about people's service records. Now let's have a debate about who went to Vietnam and who didn't, if this is important. Now let's have a debate about who could be commander-in-chief. Because who's got the credential street creds to send somebody off war? And where were you, George W. Bush? I mean, we never got an answer to that. Were you drinking beer in Alabama? Were you in a flight suit? Were you working for a Republican candidate, friend of your father's? But he didn't do any of those things. He didn't do any of those things, and he should have done them. And the next Democrat that runs in 08 ought to be prepared for the same kind of an attack.
You and I agree very strongly on that. I think that there's no question that it's funny because I watched the Democratic Party walk away from Fahrenheit 9/11. They had about 500 million people go learn the information about what the Bush family has done, and then they allowed the Republicans to intimidate them and use Michael Moore as kind of a scapegoat. I never heard anybody stand up and address the issues about Saudi Arabia. I never heard any of the Republican right say they even saw the movie, but they were able to vilify him through all the tactics that you just outlined.
Well, you know what? You got it. It's an old tactic, and, you know, Joe McCarthy used to do it. You know, I've got these lists of communists in the State Department, and you know what? And nobody sat there and said, oh, really? You've got this list? Okay, who's on those? What names are on those lists? And what proof do you have that these people are known communists. What proof do you have? And you know what? Nobody stood up to him until the very end. And every time we do this, every time we allow people like Karl Rove and thugs like George W. Bush to get away with this stuff, and every time we run from people like Michael Moore or anybody else who has something valuable to say, we're going to get our asses kicked. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
We are, and I'm tired of it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. And you know what? Now we're into 06. And coming up this November is the midterm elections. And we got to take back the Senate, and we got to take back the House. And the days of running away are over with. They've got to be over. And I knew that Kerry had lost at the Democratic National Convention. I knew he had lost. Because the Democrats put on such a miserable convention. We should have been beating the crap out of George W. Bush. But instead, we had to take the high road. And I maintain that the high road doesn't always work. 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
Passed out, that's tying up the left leg, so expect some slowing in there. Other than that, we're in good shape. I-25 checking clear from Thornton North Bend right into downtown and through T-Rex 5 and 6th Avenue, both trouble-free. C-470 pushing top speeds across Highlands Ranch and around town. Looking good on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, South Boulder Road. Moved along just fine in the Turnpike, trouble-free through Broomfield and Westminster. Now onto the forecast, we'll see sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s, we're at 31 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the big one. It's the Denver Boat Show, January 19th through the 22nd at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers, over 500 new boats.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hi, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in. And we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The Winter Sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. Reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you. Call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Homeowners, the holidays are over, and they may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards, and it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progress Talk. I'm
floating in the purple eye. Good morning, 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 57, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. John Kerry keeps 2008 options open. Should Kerry run again? And we're also talking about third parties. And with that in mind, let's go to Don in Wheat Ridge. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I think on the progressive, the third parties, LaFollette and even Anderson, you know, John Anderson running, and Perot, they sometimes set up things to come, you know. And I think just before he went to commercials there, you were on the right track. The congressional races are the most important. The Congress can be more powerful, is more powerful under the Constitution than the president. But if the Democrats, since Bubba ran, with Terry McAuliffe's idea, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people of, you know, running to the center, that won him the presidency, but only because the economy was rough for Bush at that time. And I
disagree with you on several fronts. First of all, fighting Bob LaFollette basically did nothing nationally for this country. Most of what he ran on has been repudiated. Most people won't touch it. And
are you kidding?
No, right, I'm kidding. I'm making a joke. It's Saturday Night Live. You know, what? It's Jay Marvin at the Sands. I'm being serious about this. Bob LaFollette was a good guy, had right ideas, but he ran in a third party, and basically, did he win? Did he ever win? Ever win, yes or no?
He won all kinds of elections in Wisconsin.
No, you know what? Never won on a national basis, and when he did try to win on a national basis, he got his butt stomped.
He basically did.
Most of what he campaigned on is gone. It certainly is.
It was part of the basis of the New Deal.
The part of the basis of the New Deal was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who put it into play. Bob LaFollette, nothing to do with that. That's wishful thinking on your part.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm
well,
ID.
Go ahead and go to the history books, man. That's wishful thinking on your part about Bob LaFollette.
Well, Bob LaFollette's just one character in history. I'm just saying.
Name me another third party candidate that's ever won an actual office.
I agree with you. They're never going to win.
Then what's the point behind them?
It's to set up where. To stop the.
To set up what?
It's a set up.
Oh, that's right. So, you know what? Voting for a third party back in, like, let's say, 04, that really works. So now the guy who wins, because the votes are siphoned off, now the guy that wins puts people on the Supreme Court like Alito and John Roberts. That's really going to work, right?
Thank you.
I mean, that's not going to work. Sorry, but it won't work. Here's Ron in Denver, who's got a good point. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for my call.
No problem.
I've got three things I'd like to say. One, I'm not so worried about the Muslims defeating us as ourselves with political action committees that have stolen the right of the individual to voice their opinion directly to their legislators. And the other is deficit spending. Those two are much more important at home than this issue in Iraq, although that's being prosecuted so poorly. And should Kerry run? No, he shouldn't. He ran a weak campaign. He didn't listen to anybody. He had no charisma, And as a centrist Republican, I have to tell you, I was looking for a reason to vote for him, and I didn't have it.
But what did you find with the ideas he was espousing? What did you find that were wrong with
him? I didn't find any ideas. That's the problem.
Okay, he had tons of them. I disagree with you.
But he wasn't getting his message out.
Well, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, what is it about him specifically when it comes to his idea? What is it specifically that you objected to?
I couldn't find his ideas. He had tons of ideas.
All you had to go to his website and read his ideas. They were there. His positions on health care, his positions on the economy.
You're obviously not interested in what I got or didn't get.
Yeah, I am interested.
Well, okay,
let me say something.
Here's what I got. We have a plan. We're going to run to the UN, and my military record stands. That's the only three things that came out of his campaign.
Well, I don't think running to the UN is such a bad idea. This guy we got in office now refused to go to the UN, thumbed his nose at the UN, and now we're stuck holding the majority of the bag, and we're taking the majority of the casualties. Because he didn't have the brains that his father had in order to put a coalition together.
I agree.
Well, what are you criticizing Kerry about that for?
You know, I'm just telling you what came out of his campaign. To the vast majority of people.
I mean, he talked about health care. He talked about the economy. If you didn't grasp it, well, I don't know what to say about it. But you know what? I asked you for one specific idea of something that you thought he was dead wrong on, and you haven't been able to give me one. I'm not going to defend him and say that he should run again. I don't know that that's the right choice, because you know what? I don't know who else is out there. But I'll tell you something. I think if he had a shot at it again, I think he'd run a different kind of campaign, and I'm not so sure that wouldn't be a good choice.
He looked like he rolled over. He didn't put up much of a fight to try and get the courts to his side after the election.
But what court lawsuits were there? What court lawsuits are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. There weren't any. He just kind of said, okay.
What do you want him to go to court for? Give me a specific example.
I'd like somebody, and if he can't negotiate and at least put up a fight,
how's he going to, over whatever, the election? What did you want him to dispute about the election? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just say that?
Fighter in there. I want somebody who's going to fight for, you know, if he can't fight for himself, how is he going to turn around and fight internationally?
You know what? Maybe he felt, and his legal team felt, that he had no chance to overturn it through Ohio. Gore did exactly the same thing. Probably recounted the votes wrong. But you know what? That has nothing to do with the guy's ideas or what he ran on. That's, you know, that's a legal judgment. And maybe he had people around him who legally said, even though there were problems in Ohio, you know what? He couldn't overcome them through the court system. Thank you so much for the call, and I don't want to get in a shouting match with you either, but you know what? Reality is reality. And I asked you for something, and you know what? You just didn't give it to me. All right, we want to continue to talk about this fine, or we can go into open phones, too, on AM 760. Thanks for joining us this morning.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, the holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
For you to pay off those credit cards, and it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no housing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. They're just stepping off along the line of march for the Rose Parade in California. The correspondent Steve Futterman today, for the first time in some 50 years, it's not hut 234, but slosh, 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 slosh.
That's right, Chris. The Rose Parade just getting underway, and for the first time since 1955, it will rain on this parade. Right now, it's just a slight drizzle, but a few months ago, it was a torrential downpour. That's the way it will be today. Coming and going, the rain will be. The crowd will normally get around 1 million people along the five-mile route. It will be far short of that this year. The floats have been outside throughout the night, which means many of these floats may not look exactly the way they were intended to appear. Live at the Rose Parade in Pasadena, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Elsewhere in the state, the incessant rainfall and resulting flooding are blamed for at least two deaths. Trailer parks are underwater in Guerneville, and the flooding's done an estimated $10 million worth of damage in Napa. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign has more.
People are sandbagging. People are evacuating areas. They're protecting their homes and other property as much as they can. There have been local states of emergencies declared. Folks are hoping for state and federal to follow, so they'll get some relief in that way. People who live along the water obviously are just trying to stay away from as those rivers rise.
Tinder dry conditions, the perfect setting as wildfires continue to rage in Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico. A blaze broke out last night close to downtown Oklahoma City and quickly spread.
As I looked across and I could see that the flames 30 feet in the air above our eye level, which we're on a hilltop, and I said, get ready, we may have to leave here.
Yes, Howard and Deborah Lusk did have to leave, and the flames consumed their home. Three-month baby Noor, flown to the U.S. aboard a military transport plane for treatment of severe birth defects, is said by her doctors in Atlanta to be interactive and playful. Nevertheless, says Dr. Roger Hunt, faces tricky spinal surgery.
If done in the first day or two of life, it's a relatively straightforward operation. But in this situation where time has passed, it's going to be difficult to find the normal anatomic landmarks. But I think it can be done.
He says the child probably will have paralysis and may wind up in a wheelchair. Low-fare airline Independence Air is going out of business later this week.
Introduced only 18 months ago with a flurry of commercials voiced by celebrities for FlyEye.com, Independence Air kept losing money. At that website this morning, an announcement to customers that this airline's last flights will be this Thursday evening. Independence Air had brought discount pricing to several cities, but fuel prices went up, and the company made a mistake by canceling agreements to feed passengers onto United and Delta. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street's dark today, closed for nominal observance of New Year's holiday. This is CBS News.
Let's roll! Amy introduces the next hit series from the producers of Laguna Beach, Roller Girl. Meet Miss Conlon, Punky Bruiser, and Jailbait. They're crashing into Monday night.
Lunatic is broken through the pack.
I don't have a problem with authority. I just have a problem with people telling me what to do.
The problem with other girls' boyfriends.
Roller Girls, a new spin on drama.
I swear I didn't think I was going to be scared.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
I just want to roller skate.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Things are looking real good on the highways this morning. I-35, still in great shape, coming out of Thornton North Glen into downtown and through T-Rex, 225 and C-470. They're trouble-free. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, move along just fine. Around town, doing okay on Arapahoe, Broadway and Bayside. South Boulder Road looks good. So does Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93. And we're in great shape on the turnpike for Broomfield and Westminster. Now, onto the forecast from the sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 50s. We're at 31 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 9th through the 11th at the 100th Annual National Western Stock Show in Denver. Get your tickets to the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's PBR Shootout by visiting nationalwestern.com.
Randy Rhodes.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now.
80,000!
Now, anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
I always feel like
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Combative but caring, Jay Marvin here, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. It's 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. High today, 57. And anything you want to talk about, you want to continue to talk about caring and third parties, all right, let's do it. Or anything else that's going on, 303-713-7600. Before we get back to the phones, and I appreciate people hanging on here, because I know it's not easy. You know what? I got to give you these two stories. Can't get out of here this morning without giving you these two stories. All right, this is from the Washington Post. The NSA, you ready for this? The NSA gave other U.S. agencies information from surveillance. Now, Bush is out there talking about how the surveillance was limited. Information captured by the National Security Agency, secret eavesdropping on communications between the U.S. and overseas, has been passed on to other government agencies with cross-check the information with tips and information collected in other databases. This is according to current and former administration officials. The NSA has turned such information over to the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, and other government entities. Said three current and former senior administration officials, although it cannot be determined which agencies received what type of information. Information from intercepts, which typically include records of telephone calls, email communications, which would be made available by request to agencies that are allowed to have it, including the FBI, DIA, CIA, and the Department of Homeland Security. And you know something? There's an article in the New York Times. There's also an article today in the Washington Post that even though the government would go, say, for instance, to the FISA court or would notify the White House that they no longer needed to snoop on somebody's emails, that the FBI and other intelligence agencies would go ahead and continue to do it anyway. And along with that, Bush defends NSA spying program. Check this out. President Bush yesterday defended his administration's use of wiretaps on U.S. citizens without a court order, saying comments he made in 2004 that nothing has changed in the use of wiretaps were not misleading. Do you remember Bush made that statement? Back in 2004? During his re-election race in April 2004 in Buffalo, New York, Bush spoke to reporters about the USA Patriot Act and attempted to assure them that the measure did not encroach on American civil liberties. There are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretaps, it requires a wiretap court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting court orders before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand that when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect us, because we value the Constitution. Well, you know, this guy's, we're stuck with him for three more years. And this a crazy comment by two, which made like this really weird comment, another Bushism. And I'm just going to paraphrase it. That if somebody from Al-Qaeda calls somebody up, that we want to know about it. Actually, that's not what he said. Do we have that on tape? Well, let's see if we got that, because I don't have that totally and completely right.
The enemy's calling somebody. You want to know who they're calling and why.
Like the enemy's going to identify itself? Like, you know, when a telephone solicitor calls up, hi, this is Jay Marvin from MBB Bank. We'd like to know if you'd be interested in our long-term life insurance policy. How about this one from George W. Bush?
It seems logical to me that if we know there's a phone number associated with Al-Qaeda and or an Al-Qaeda affiliate, and they're making phone calls. It makes sense to find out why. They attacked us before. They will attack us again if they can.
What we ought to do is give the Republican that. We ought to give Ken Melman's phone number to him. Let him call up Ken Melman. All right, 303-713-7600, one line open. And I got one other story, too, which I want to give you really quick. And I don't know. I thought about asking this, and maybe I should save it for tomorrow, but I want to ask this on the air. Muslim scholars need to aid U.S. propaganda. A Pentagon contractor that paid Iraqi newspapers to print positive articles written by American soldiers has also been compensating Sunni religious scholars in Iraq in return for assistance with his propaganda work, according to current and former employees. The Lincoln Group, a Washington-based public relations company, was told in early 2005 by the Pentagon to identify religious leaders who could help produce messages that would persuade Sunnis in the violence-ridden Anbar province to participate in national elections and reject the insurgency, according to a former employee. Do you think that's right, that we should be paying these guys? I mean, you're going to have a free democratic society, right? I mean, people should have a right to dissent. And you don't manufacture the news when you're trying to help them set up a free press. And now we get these Sunni scholars to try to appeal to them on a religious background, or a religious basis, rather. And there's something about that that's just not right. All right, let's go to Larry in Conifer, who's been hanging on. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Larry.
Hope you had fun in Las Vegas. Roulette tables in Monte Carlo are fabulous.
Roulette tables rock, but they get your money.
Yeah, they do. Hey, I just wanted to go back. We had a caller just a couple ago, a woman. She was saying, what was it about Kerry that didn't fly and so forth? And Jay, your caller, who is a moderate Republican, called in a little bit ago. He said exactly what I was going to say about Kerry, and that is John Kerry was talking blue in the face about his ideas, his vision, and immediately, the Republican pundits and all the moderates, like your caller before, he would talk himself blue in the face about his vision. It'd be in the newspapers the following day. Immediately, they'd say, I didn't hear anything. Jay, it's amazing. I don't know what that is. They either can't hear it or they don't hear it.
Well, are you talking about the mainstream press?
No. Your caller a few ago, a Republican moderate. He was a guy looking for an excuse.
Well, a lot of times they don't hear it because what they depend on is they depend on sound bites, they depend on the media, and when you got somebody who's running a huge and gigantic smear campaign against you, you have a tendency to get drowned out.
That's the other thing. Two points about Kerry with his campaign: the moderate Republicans who are looking for an excuse to not vote for Bush, they didn't hear his vision. They just couldn't grasp it. They didn't hear it. And the other thing is, he allowed himself to be painted as a liar. There was a young woman in my office. I talked to her forever about progressive values. She ended up voting for Bush. One of her comments was just that she thought Kerry was a liar. He allowed himself to be painted as a liar. And I think it goes to the basic problem with the Democratic Party right now. I like John Kerry. I was campaigning. I voted for him. I hate to say it, he and the Democrats are spineless. They've allowed themselves to be rolled over and bolder. I expected something from him. You know what we need to do, Jay, for the Democratic Party? A new vision. Talk about vision. The Democratic Party has to adopt, and lefties don't want to hear this, has to adopt a spiritual vision that's going to grab all those moderates and grab all those moderate Christians who are not fundamentalist whack jobs. The Democratic Party has to outline a vision that rips off the values that Christ talked about, Sermon on the Mount, put it together in a progressive package and sell that. And it's got to be a charismatic person, a far more charismatic personality than Kerry. I don't think anybody in our party has the cojones to put together a vision like that.
Well, I don't think you're wrong about the religious vision, and I think when we get into values debates, which is what the right wing loves to do, we should be talking about the values, the value debates of human life, about health care,
exactly,
about employment. We didn't all that, but you know something? That stuff is never going to go anywhere unless we learn, and who's to say whether John Kerry has learned that lesson or not? We don't know. But defending Kerry, basically. But I'm saying, you know what? I'm saying it doesn't make any difference who runs. If we don't learn that what they're going to do is they're going to slime us.
Yeah.
We don't take that on full blast,
exactly.
If we don't figure out a way to dismantle that, if we don't figure out a way to get into their face, we're going to have the same problem no matter who we run.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I wanted Kerry to do more. There's somebody out there in our party who's going to put together the complete package. You know, the charisma of a Clinton with a new spiritual vision. That's what our party needs. Our party doesn't want to hear about it. Us don't want to hear about it. But we've got to rip off the teachings of Jesus Christ and stick it into the Democratic Party.
Well, I don't think rip off's not the right word. What we have to do is we have to invite those evangelical Christians who are not, are not conservative. Not ultra-right wing.
Right.
Like the Pat Robertsons, like the Jerry Falwells, like those people.
Uh-huh.
But there's plenty of those people. You know, Jimmy Carter in his current book
speaks
of a lot about this stuff. And we really need to go there. I agree with you. But I don't know that John Kerry wouldn't be a good candidate again. I don't know. Depends on how much he learned from the last time.
I guess. He does. We need a spine.
You call it a spine. What I call it is an attack plan and a way to go after these people and take the mud that they're spewing and turn it back around on them.
Right. Right. Okay. Have a great new year.
Yeah, you too. Hope to talk to you again.
Okay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Talk about this topic which we're talking about Democrats and campaign and whether John Kerry should try it again or maybe prefer somebody else to the NSA story. To anything out there, because it's open phones. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for making the choice to come to AM 760.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Oh, we're looking real good on Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Move along just fine. So it's Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. And the Turnpike checking clear in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now on the north end of town, south on I-25, we're pushing top speeds right into downtown and through T-Rex, 225 and C-470. They're trouble-free. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, looking good as well. Now I-70, move along just fine between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And on to the forecast, we're looking good today. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 31 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealer sales. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Try MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
9:18, 18 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Happy New Year. Happy 2006 from Rocky's Autos, who have been big supporters of this station throughout 2005 and also of this program early on when I first started. They were among the first companies to come on here and to advertise. And tons of you have gone to Rocky's Autos. And I hear about it every day in email. And when I go out to talk to the people at Rocky's Autos, you know, they say, hey, so-and-so came in and they heard on AM 760 on Jay Marvin's show. Hey, thank you for going to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's the home of the latest clean model, largest clean model, late model used cars, trucks, I'll get it out there, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got over 500 great units on the lot. So you can find just about anything you're interested in. And the other thing that separates them from most car dealerships is their business philosophy, which you can see, by the way, right there on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You know what? They treat you the way you ought to be treated. And there's a ton of cynicism by going to a car dealer. But they'll knock that down. Because even if you don't buy a car from them, you'll get the royal treatment. And that's exactly what you deserve. You take your time out to go someplace. You take your time out to make a considerable decision to buy an automobile. You know something? You ought to be treated right. And at Rockies, that's exactly what will happen. Go see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky or Colby or any of the gang out of Rockies. And they'll take care of you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or get in to see them in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, t-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win Fair Trade coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are online at lefthandbooks.org.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 921, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 57, Jay Marvin. Born under a bad sign, but good to be here with you. Open phones, 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Walter in Boulder, who's been hanging on. Walter, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, got a couple things for you. As opposed to, I'm looking at a thing, I don't know if you've ever read this speech, but if you Google Gore Media speech, he made a speech October 5th, 2005. It's actually one of the most brilliant political speeches I've ever read. The decline of American democracy and the media, et cetera, goes on to talk about the United States being the 27th freest press in the world. It's pretty fascinating. But if you look at that, I think, and then when your substitute here the last week or so, who was one to put on the soft gloves and kind of, you know, tap dance against the right, I think the attack dog that you kind of need in this situation is James Carville. You know, you need a guy that can actually get it done.
I would agree 100%. Yep, I would agree. He's the man.
He's the man. And Al Gore is the man. And the deal with Al Gore is he won before. I mean, he literally won the election, so it's just like, I think he kind of, you know, maybe he wouldn't want to run. I don't know what he's preparing to do. He's got current TV, which is awesome, but you got to at least Google or read that speech. Everybody should read it. Maybe put it up on your site. It's brilliant. It's pretty amazing.
Will do.
The platform, like a political platform somewhere to start.
Well, we'll do. You know what? I wonder why he didn't run again, and I wonder if he's definitely closed the door on running in the future.
Yeah, I hope not. And this speech gives me hope to the extent that maybe he's at least considering it in the back of his head, like who knows what. And maybe he was holding out like I was for Hillary. I was, you know, up until just a couple months ago, I was thinking, oh, Hillary's it. But now she's so blatantly running to the right that it's absurd. You know, I can't imagine that. I mean, I'm not supporting her anymore. So.
No, I'm not either, but. You know, recent polls, and of course, you got to remember, I mean, it's a long way to 08.
Yeah,
but, you know, recent polls indicate that, man, she's leading among the Democratic contenders.
Yeah, I'm sure she would be by now. But like you said, it's a ways away, so who knows, you know. He'd be formidable if he goes. And maybe if Hillary can pull together, hey, believe me, I'll vote for her, too. You know, it depends on how it all plays out. But do read that speech if you can. Put it
on
your side.
I'll do it today.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it today.
Very good. All right, sir.
All right, man. Hey, you know what? Good points, and I think we should consider Al Gore. And I hope you know. I was disappointed he didn't run last time.
I was too. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Well, and one other thing on that too is who, you know, where his mistake when he first ran was picking Lieberman and running away from Clinton. That's where he lost. But
yeah.
Even after all of that, he still won the election. So if he came at it with more, you know, kind of just more aggression and had Carville behind it, and picked somebody like a Wesley Clark as a running mate, you know, I think it'd be a slam dunk.
Yep, I agree 100%. Walter, thanks, man.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call.
Yep.
You know, and he's right about the Lieberman. He's definitely right about that. And I was disappointed Gore didn't run again. I like Al Gore. And I think he's an extremely smart guy. And I'll tell you one thing, he would have been a hell of a lot better than this president. And I think that goes without saying. Here's Mara in Denver. All right, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, it's a good day.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year's.
Yeah, glad to hear you back on the air. Boy, I'm glad. I just spent a week with a redneck son-in-law.
I hear you.
I'm not kidding you. I'll tell you. I had to. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I kind of have to go clear back to that lady that said that the people that talked that said, oh, well, I can't vote for John Kerry because of his wife, you know. And I would hear those excuses or you know, just some lame brain thing like, oh, I read that Swift vote thing and I believed every word of it. And you just get so frustrated. How do you counter an argument like that? You know, I don't know. Anyway, I have to wonder, with this NSA information that has come out, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Ed Schultz mentioned, he says, I wonder if they tapped the Kerry campaign. They wiretapped him because he said they always seemed to know what he was going to do, and they always had an answer for everything, and they were always one step ahead of him. You know, and that's not going to fly right now. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's the case that they wiretapped him. I think the case was that, I don't agree with that. I don't think that they wiretapped him. I think what they did was is they had the momentum. They created the momentum. They started attacking. They started sliming. And John Kerry sat there and didn't fight back. And
right.
he allowed it to shift away. You know, at one point, they were neck and neck in the polls.
Right.
And then all of the sliming started, and Kerry started slipping.
Yeah. And you know, he was running his campaign according to the a velvet glove technique that's used in the Senate, where it's negotiation, you know, and you treat the other person with respect. And I think after, what, 19 years he's been in the Senate, or 29, whatever it is, that's the way he was used to dealing with things, too. And he made a bad mistake by treating this whole campaign thing like that. And I think by the time he realized and really believed the polls that you're talking about, it was too late, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I always liked his ideas, and I listened very carefully to his speeches. And what impressed me was he continually said, I am going to do everything I can to bring this war to an honorable conclusion and bring the troops home. But people didn't hear that message.
No. They didn't because the GOP slime, the Bush slime machine was operating 24/7, and it's very, very hard to punch through that, particularly when you have a media that seizes up on that stuff and doesn't take a deeper view. Mara, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. A couple of lines open now at 303-713-7600. You can talk about this whole thing about Kerry keeping his options open in the Washington Post this morning. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's an AP article. Or anything else you may want to talk about, the NSA spying, and about Bush, who is staunchly defending this. And there are those who say that what he did is illegal. Impeachment is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Why? Because we don't control the Congress. Now, if we controlled the Congress, that statement about Katie barred the door, This president would be in big trouble. I'm no legal scholar, obviously, but I believe he broke the law. I believe he flat out broke the law. He made his own rules as he goes. And that's not how it works. Would I like to see him impeached? Yes. Yes, I'd like to see it happen. But it won't under the current situations. Now, you know what, if we get control of either the House of Representatives or the Senate, then we can start investigating his rear like there's no tomorrow and cause him a lot of trouble. Which is why November 06 is so important. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Open phones here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're looking real good on Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 moving along just fine. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. And the Turnpike checking clear in both directions, Super Springfield and Westminster. Now on the north, south on I-25, we're pushing top speeds right into downtown and through T-Rex, 225 and C-470. They're trouble-free. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, looking good as well. Now I-70 moving along just fine between Wheaton and Aurora. And on to the forecast, we're looking good today. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 31 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The holidays may be over, but at Quality Mitsubishi, they're still getting gifts. Right now, get up to $10,000 back on every new vehicle in stock, even the all-new Raider and hot new Eclipse. Don't miss this year's best deals, only at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, t-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win fair trade coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are online at lefthandbooks.org.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The Winter Sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices with a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:33, 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 57. I don't know if the GOP calls me an SOB, but a lot of other people do. I talked about this in the, and I've got one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll get back on the phones here in just a second. But I wanted to talk about this again. I talked about it between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, the no power hour, where we're on our kind of a limited signal. But, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions this year is I am not going to respond, and I'm not going to answer crackpot email. People who are not interested in exchanging ideas, what they want to do is make provocative statements. And I used to get tied up in doing this throughout 2005. And I'm talking about people who send statements like, well, you neo-Marxist this. Or some guy sends me an email about, well, you're a card-carrying liberal and a member of the ACLU. No wonder you don't have any trouble with the NSA. No wonder you have trouble with the NSA protecting our liberties. See, what do you say to people like that? You back on what ends up happening. You end up getting in a fight with them. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Because you go on and on and on, around and around and around, it doesn't do any good. Let's go to JR in Cheyenne, Wyoming. JR, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the Al Gore. I had a weekend and was listening to Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And even he said he was talking about candidates for 2008. And even he said if Al Gore steps into it, everybody else goes to the back of the line.
Well, I think it's very, very true, although I don't know if that would... You know, you don't know what's going to happen by 08. I wonder what's going to happen with Hillary.
Well, I tell you, I think that she's losing a lot of support in the Democrats just because I think a lot of people feel like, I know you do and I do, I don't think she can pull it off. And we're too concerned about getting somebody in office.
Yeah, and she's running too much to the right, too, for me.
Yes. Yeah, she's going too down the middle, you know, these days. And so I really wish Gore would step back in it. I think he could do something.
Well, maybe somebody will, by 08, maybe somebody will start a draft Gore campaign.
Yeah, and maybe if we get some midterm things going here, that'll help, too.
Yeah, I know it'll help.
You know. And so, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, nice to have you back. I really missed you. I didn't really agree with your Jeffries guy on a lot of issues.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what, JR, you're more than kind, man. Call me again.
All right.
All right, take
care.
Have
a good day.
Well, from what I heard about Carl, too, there were a lot of things that I didn't agree with, although I didn't hear it. I mean, people told me about it. Overall, I thought he did a pretty good job. Hey, I thank you for being here, because you know what? If you wasn't here, I'd be here. Which, there's nothing wrong with being here, but everybody should have a vacation, don't you think? Well, there's probably some people out there who think I'd have a permanent one. 303-713-7600, two lines up. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Paul in Aurora. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing, Jay?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
All right. Hey, I've got one question.
Sure.
All this spying stuff. What about the parents and families of all the soldiers that are over in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over in that part of the world? Are they being bugged?
I doubt it.
This seems they got 90,000 names on this list. People who have been bugged.
I don't know. Where did you get the 90,000 figure? I mean, I haven't seen any figures here, and usually when asked about it, they say they're not going to turn over the list, even though the ACLU wants it, and I didn't see any numbers given.
Well, I heard on one of the other shows.
Could definitely be true that they've been 80,000, but I don't think any of our soldiers are bugged. I think it was 90,000 citizens within this country.
Yeah, but our people in this country that are calling their kids or whatever over in that area. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I just highly doubt that that's going on.
I wouldn't put it past Bush.
Well, maybe you'll turn out to be right. I just don't think it is. I think they're domestically looking for people who are engaged in what they consider to be questionable activities. And this administration has bypassed the law in order to collect this information. And you know what? It's flat wrong. It's just flat wrong any way you cut it. Paul, I appreciate the call. No matter what case George W. Bush makes, no matter what he says, it's wrong. We're supposed to have certain guarantees. We're supposed to have certain rights and inalienable rights. And this administration has no right to suck those rights up. And the president can't go around Congress like that. And the president can't ignore the FISA Act. I mean, it's just flat out ridiculous. Robert in Denver. Robert, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, I want to go about Roe versus Wade, how the Democrats ought to approach it, maybe.
All right, do it.
I think the Democrats ought to come and say that they were a pro-life, pro-choice party by saying that, you know, how come we live in a country that the end of pregnancy costs maybe one-tenth the cost that it does for a woman to, you know, bring a child into the world. A woman can have an abortion for maybe $500 where it costs $5,000-$6,000. To have a birth of a child in this country. And maybe they ought to come up with a law that says pay as you can afford to bring a child.
Well, I think that goes problem of affordable health care.
Well, even if not that, maybe make something this bill can't charge, only what a woman can afford, you know?
Well, I think we need to look at the case of affordable health care in this country. And if, all these pro-life, quote-unquote, pro-life anti-choice right-wing Republicans are so concerned about a fetus, but once a fetus comes into the world, not very concerned about it. Not very concerned about the mother's health either.
How come Cheney came back from Europe, if he's so pro-choice, and voted on this budget bill to cut billions of dollars away from Medicaid that helped young women bring a child into this world? These young girls are waiting in line at the Medicaid office, big long lines, just to try to get it, to get Medicaid in order to, you know, so they can, when they're pregnant, to have a kid. So, you know, what's that saying, you know, when they can go have abortion for $500?
You know? You know what, I agree. I'm with you 100%. I mean, we need to face, because, you know, health care, affordable health care, the fact that health care is so expensive, it's affecting everything. Well, look at GM, which blames part of their problems on the fact that they have to attach an additional charge on every automobile to pay for health care. I mean, this whole thing about affordable health care is killing us. Robert, thank you. Appreciate the call. You know, think about this. There are a lot of people who like to change careers, get other jobs, or maybe just flat retire. You got a nice little income set aside. You got a nice little income coming in. But you don't see Medicare until you're 62. And I run across tons of people. And this is anecdotal evidence. And maybe you fall into this category. I run across tons of people. You know what they tell me? I work, or my wife works, for the insurance. I work, or my wife works for the insurance. Get a cab driver pick us up in Las Vegas. Guy's name's Alex. He's from, I can't remember what country he migrated here from. Serbia, former Yugoslavia. Had a job in one of the casinos. He worked in, I guess, what they call hard counting. He counted the money, the quarters and everything else that came out of the slot machines. And then, you know, packaged them up. When I asked him about that, I said, well, you know, was that a job? He said, well, you know what? The job ended because they closed the casino. Because they wanted to tear it down and they wanted to build something else. And I said to him, well, was that a good job? And he said to me, no, but you know what? They had good health benefits. Health insurance. Maybe a lot of you out there just don't want to work anymore. I mean, maybe you've got money set aside and you'd like to retire, or you'd like to change careers. Not happy with what you're doing, but you're stuck in your current job because of health care concerns. 5:43, 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Pursuit Traffic.
Drive around Boulder continues to be in real good shape, definitely in holiday mode. No problem getting to where you need to go across town or head downtown on the diagonal or Highway 93. Baseline Boulder Road's all in good shape. And the turnpike show beats to and from Denver and Denver running pretty much wide open on I-25 north and south of the downtown area. Not going to have any problem getting to where you need to go on I-70, whether you're heading west across Lakewood or heading east out to Painted Boulevard, out to DIA, 2 1/4, and C-470 on the south side, all in good shape too. Well, the forecast, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35. Partly cloudy but windy tomorrow and a chance of a shower or two in the afternoon. Highs, though, once again in the mid-50s. Right now it's 41 degrees in Boulder. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's the fastest-selling diet pill in America? Zantrax 3. Zantrax 3, the only diet pill with a kick. No wonder everyone loves Zantrax 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Zantrax 3.
AM 760. The real story. 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I just want to thank him for helping me save my life.
And it was all easy.
These people quit smoking forever or lost weight and kept it off using hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at the Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
You have to go. You should go.
John Morgan Seminars helped over 100,000 people. This is your time. Call 800-735-6907.
I feel fantastic, and I couldn't be happier.
Call 800-735-6907.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have before any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale with savings of up to 50% on select styles from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT. Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that'd like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and conscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 3423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
It's Jay Marvin on M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Doors! 947, 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Thank you so much for joining us. High 57. Man, it was cold in Vegas when I was there. Whew.
I saw some of it. Wasn't it like 50 degrees most of the time you were there?
No, it seemed like it was colder than that. And the wind was blowing like crazy, too, one day.
I mean, when I picture Vegas, even in December, January, I think of cold being like 65, 70.
No, it was not. Trust me, it was not 70. All right, open the phones here. Anything you want to talk about? And I got full open. I got the open lines. All the lines are open. 303-713-7600. You know, the bad thing about being this time, 12 minutes before 10, is there are stories out there that I think to myself, man, you know what? I should have gotten to them earlier. And this is one in the Washington Post today. And I don't know how you feel about this. Yeah, we have a huge national deficit. Yeah, we're spending a lot of money in Iraq. But this article about the Bush administration really bothers me. And see what you think about it. And it's one of these where, yeah, you know what, I should have talked about it earlier. And I just didn't get to it. And maybe I'll hold it over. And talk about it tomorrow, too. The Bush administration, check this out, the Bush administration does not intend to seek any new funds for Iraq reconstruction in the budget request going before Congress in February. The decision signals the winding down of an $18.4 billion U.S. rebuilding effort in which roughly half the money was eaten away by the insurgency. A buildup of Iraq's criminal justice system and the investigation and trial of Saddam Hussein. Just under 20% of the reduction package remains unallocated. When the last $18.4 billion is spent, U.S. officials in Baghdad have made it clear other foreign donors and the fledgling Iraqi government will have to take up what authorities say is tens of billions of dollars of work yet to be done merely to bring reliable electricity, water, and other services to Iraq's 26 million people. Now, check this out. The U.S. never intended to completely rebuild Iraq, said Brigadier General William McCoy of the Army Corps of Engineers. This was just supposed to be a jump start. Does anybody find that disgusting? Okay, so you know what? They had infrastructure before the war. So we go in, we bomb the crap out of them. We destroy all that stuff. Now we're saying we're not going to fix it? Oh, and it's going to be up to foreign interests to go in there and do it? These wouldn't be the same foreign interests that we thumbed our nose at in the UN, would it? Would it? See, I find that immoral. Now, it bothers me the amount of money we have spent in Iraq. It bothers me even more the amount of lives lost. But you go to the Iraqi people and you say to them, you know what, we're not going to do any more rebuilding. We're not going to build what we broke. That this is supposed to be a jumpstart program that, you know, too bad, so sad, you're on your own. There's something wrong with that. And maybe I'm the only one who feels this way. But I was shocked this morning when I read this. Because I don't think right. If you go in someplace and you wreck that place, it's up to you to fix it. And we went in there, and now we're going to back out of fixing it? How's that going into making things any better? Well, you don't have Saddam Hussein around anymore, but, no potable drinking water, no electricity. Not our fault, not our problem, see you later. It makes like no sense to me whatsoever. Let's go to Evan in Longmont. Evan, you're on AM 760, good morning. Oops, got to hit the button there. Okay, Evan, you should be on now, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay, welcome back.
Thank you, man.
I was listening to your discussion earlier about viable third-party candidates,
right.
And have you heard much about the Libertarian Cato Institute taking money from Jack Abramoff?
You know, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that at all. Where did you hear that? Did you read it somewhere?
On the news recently somewhere that the Libertarian Party took, one of the people in the Cato Institute took money from Jack Abramoff to write favorable articles about some of Jack Abramoff's companies and their privatization of them. And if that's the case, I am absolutely livid. I've been a Libertarian for about 20 years, and they were a party that had enough integrity that they refused government matching funds for political campaigns. They did it all on their own. And they were also the only party out there with the integrity to come out against the drug war. And over the last couple, 3 years, you haven't heard anything about civil liberties and the Libertarian Party, which they're very strong on. You've heard a lot of economic reform and privatization out of their magazines, their websites, this and that. And then to find out that they're taking money from Jack Abramoff, I am livid.
See, I don't know that, I purposely over the last 10 days kind of stayed disconnected from the news when I was on vacation.
Good for you.
And not Ron Paul, mm-hmm. but the guy who ran, the other guy who ran, and his name escapes me, who ran for the presidency on the Libertarian Party.
Badnarik.
I don't know if it was him or not.
Okay.
But I used to have this guy on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't agree with the total, laissez-faire Adam Smith free market idea.
Neither do I.
There are parts of the Libertarian Party where I agree on the drug war topic. I think they're right about that.
I signed an oath when I joined the party that said I don't believe in the use of force or coercion to achieve a social or political goal. And I really like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and but I heard about that recently, like maybe within the last week, and I haven't heard much more about it. Perhaps maybe somebody from the Libertarian Party could call up and state if this is the case or not. And if it is the case, I think higher-ups in the party need to apologize to the members.
All right, I'll tell you what. Maybe somebody will call up and give us the answer. Meanwhile, I'm going to try to find out what I can, and anything out, I'll have it on tomorrow's show.
Oh, great, and we'll be back. Happy
New
Year.
Thanks, Evan. Happy New Year to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Miriam in Aurora. Miriam, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
This is Miriam. I met you when you were here in Boulder.
Oh, cool.
If you recall, I'm a Muslim woman.
Oh, I know exactly who you are. Sure, how are
you
doing?
I'm fine. And I just wanted to stress again to your listeners that Islam forbids terrorism, so people who call themselves Muslims, you know, I mean, people who practice terrorism are not living Islam. I want to re-stress that. But also, I agree with you on if we go into anywhere and we break it, that's what happened in Afghanistan, and that's why there's people are so angry with us. We went into Afghanistan and then dropped it and never fixed the country.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this
way back after the Russian situation, you know? And if we leave Iraq, why do they think people mad at us? I mean, why don't Americans or the government have a clue as to why, you know, the Middle Easterners are mad at us? That is the reason.
I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to save this topic and do it tomorrow, too.
Oh, okay.
But
I think that the money was there and it was just misspent. I think it went right back into the pockets of Cheney and, you know.
Well, you know what? That's
his group, and I don't think the money was spent to fix the country. I think the money was spent to enrich our administration.
Something that they're probably never going to talk about. Hey, Miriam, thank you. I appreciate
anyway,
it. Salam alaikum.
Thank you. Alaikum salam, Jay.
Okay, you got it.
Bye-bye.
Now, the majority of Muslims in this country are people, upstanding citizens, and it aggravates me to no end that because somebody believes in Islam, they're suddenly labeled a terrorist or thrown in with these Islamic extremists. You know, that's the same thing as taking mainstream Christians and throwing them in with the likes of Pat Robertson and James Dobson. Not fair. All right, let's go to John. John, I got 60 seconds.
Yeah, hey, Jay, welcome back. Happy New Year. Hope you had a good time. Just real quick, last week I thought I heard somebody say that he had done some research on the Internet and had discovered that Ken Salazar, one of his earlier runs for Attorney General, some of the monies that were left over coffers that they had given that money to the Bush campaign in Texas for governor. And boy, I couldn't believe it. And he stood by his claim. He said, hey, go to the archive and check it out on the Internet and look at it. They're open campaign laws, and I don't know whether it happened or not. But
well, you know what? Let's check it out and see if it's true. I appreciate the call, man. I'm out of time, but thanks, John. We'll look into it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
All right. That's it for this morning. Thank you, everybody. I was here. Basically, it's January the 2nd. It's a holiday for a lot of people. And agree or disagree, combative or non-combative, appreciate you being here. Back tomorrow morning, Media Matters for America. We're going to talk about Chris Matthews. And also, what's going to happen to the people that blew the whistle on the NSA? Happy New Year.